Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Why not?
Oh, shut up.
beautiful day.
Shut up.
Come on now. Oh, wait, is that who it is?
All day.
All day.
It's the best view we've ever had from that window.
Heads are swiveling as former intern Roy's mom.
Is it really Roy's mom?
I think it is, but it's sad. I don't remember her real name.
Nor do I. I hope. She was an intern that we had like 5 years ago who had a grown-up kid.
Well, I don't know that he was grown. I'm sure he's grown up now.
He was close to being grown up then.
I've only gotten a fleeting look at Roy's mom. Buzz said that he saw her outside.
She was nutty. She was fun.
Roy's mom.
Nutty and fun.
What's she
you
doing
cannot
here?
Beat.
I don't know, guys.
You know what we chanted about her once?
What?
Roy's mom show.
We did it. One of our last Las Vegas-style shows when she actually got up on stage to participate.
You got her?
Yeah. Is it Roy's mom? Were we right?
Is this Roy's mom?
Yes, it is.
It is Roy's mom.
It's Roy's mom.
Former intern.
Yeah. Roy's mom.
How are you, Roy's mom?
I was blonde. No, you hello.
Welcome back.
How are you? How is Roy?
He is 17 years old, and he's an amazing child. He's nothing the way I was when I was. At that age, obviously.
You got to come closer to the microphone.
Yes,
come so we can hear you. No, this way, over here.
Right over here. Right up to the microphone.
See, I still do the same kind of
thing. Yeah, you do the same ditzy thing. Now I remember that. So I come closer to the microphone.
She walked
sideways.
She went the other way.
Probably was pulling me that way.
So what's happening, Roy's mom? How did you take your experience being the world's oldest intern? Oh, boy, Jeffrey Katzenberg's on the phone.
Well, we have to talk to Jeffrey Katzenberg. Are you going to be around for a while?
Well, I sure will.
That up.
What, Mr. Katzenberg?
Okay, you got to get out of here.
Hello.
Okay, we'll see you later, Roy's mom.
Come back in. Where's Jeffrey Katzenberg?
Hello.
What?
What?
Really good.
Just
thank
it.
You. So do you.
Whatever you're going to say, just say it.
Yes, absolutely. She said we looked really good.
they'll be right with you. Come on, sir.
So this is like even before the groaners or anything.
Yes, absolutely.
This is like before the groaners or anything.
We have a major...
I need the hooray for Hollywood. Bring it up on the replay.
Yeah. We start the show today without groaners or anything. We're the major Hollywood player. Hollywood player.
We never get nobody on this show.
Right.
So, you know, I'm having a meeting with Beth Ann a couple weeks ago, and she's saying, well, what about the show on NBC, the Shrek show, the Father of the Pride? She says, in an ideal world,
yes.
Who do you want?
You want the top guy.
Sure. I said, get me Katzenberg.
Right.
Like I know the guy, right? Get me Katzenberg. She says, I said, the guy, the man at the top.
The man.
Yeah, I mean, the Hollywood mogul.
And
DreamWorks.
I'm very surprised he's actually, I've been told now, on the telephone.
No. He's waiting for us to speak with him.
It's not one of our gag interviews.
Okay.
Really, here is Jeffrey Katzenberg.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Now.
Well, you know, we at our level, we simply
don't get
Hollywood moguls on the telephone. It doesn't happen.
That's the way I hear you speak and the world listens.
That's wonderful.
Listen, first, thanks for joining us. Second... It is great to be around another mogul. I just want to say that you know, for a long time I felt so lonely being the only mogul on this show.
Jeffrey, are you comfortable?
Have you skied moguls before?
I have, yes.
Yeah, they're wonderful to ski, you know. They're really challenging.
Are you comfortable with the term mogul?
Not really.
All right, then what are we supposed to say? Hollywood guy? Movie?
Yeah,
movie?
No, just a guy.
Well, obviously you're written about quite a bit.
Just a guy.
When you hear people talk about you, when you read about yourself, when they refer to you, everybody likes to have a certain identity. You know, what do you like to see when they say, Jeffrey Katzenberg blank? What do you want to
say? I bet I know. I bet you're the Shrek guy.
There you go. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that how you'd like to be? With all the people involved in that movie, all you got to do is say to somebody, no, listen, I'm the Shrek guy. I'm not like the green guy. Mm-hmm. I'm not the donkey. I'm not one of the guys that draw. I'm the Shrek.
You know, I like to say I'm Steven Spielberg and David Geffen's partner.
Well, that's not bad either.
That's pretty good. So listen, you must really be slumming to be on this show.
Jesus, you know, low self-esteem, guys. Come on.
Well, now, Jeffrey, let's be honest. I mean, you're dealing with disc jockeys, and that's what we will always be, and we've always considered ourselves one rung below circus clowns.
See, when I was talking, I was
saying, I don't feel that way about you guys. They told me you wanted to talk. I said, I'm a fan. I'm on. Let's do it.
I said to Beth Ann, we're going over the list of people. I said, you know who would be good? Orlando Jones or Carl Reiner. I'm a fan of Dick Van Dyke, some of the people who are the voices on this Father of the Pride show. Oh. Then she says, well, what about Jeffrey Katzenberg? And I said, oh, okay. So first, let me ask you. Have you ever been doing an interview with a guy who's working with another guy? Mm-hmm. And when you get done at the end of the interview, you hang up the phone and you say, you know what? I only got three words to say. Two picture deal. Has it ever happened? Are you familiar with Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein?
We've always thought that really would be the proper vehicle to bring that back, to bring back the Abbott and Costello pictures.
I just have to ask you because I really don't know. Do you look as good as you sound?
Absolutely.
Oh, you go.
Yeah, male models, male underwear models we are. So having said all of that, the show, obviously you're not here to talk about how fantastic we are. You're here to talk about...
No, we could do that. I'd talk about that.
Father of the Pride.
Yes, sir.
Have you read, which is on tonight, NBC, 9 Eastern and 8 Central, have you read some of the junk about the show?
Oh, yeah.
Because I've read good and I've read... bad.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Let me read you one here that somebody put in front of me. This is from the Star Ledger.
Okay.
I don't know where the Star Ledger...
I believe it's in Hell.
New Jersey, right?
Right. New Jersey.
Okay. I just read this. This will make you feel good about yourself.
Okay.
In the Hollywood creative community, there may be no more terrifying phrase than with a guy in charge of the purse string says... quote, I just had an idea. Wait a minute. Father of the Pride is Jeffrey Katzenberg's idea. It's entirely his idea. His idea and no one else's. And because he's one of the most powerful men in show business, thanks to his role as co-founder of DreamWorks, when he has an idea, it's going to get made. Even if it's a terrible one.
Oh.
Which this one is.
Wow.
All right,
you can laugh.
That's pretty much what was written in a lot of papers today.
Well, we have to be honest. I mean, because everybody's reading this today, and in a word, the word "savaged" would be appropriate. You're getting a lot of heat, but I'm sure it's something you've gotten in the past.
Oh boy!
So how good do you, having read all of that, you still want to tell everybody to why should we watch Father of the Pride tonight?
Because it'll make you laugh. Now,
okay,
smart.
There you go.
It's funny. It's interesting. It's different. And, you know, I've spent 30 years, in the world of making movies and
mm-hmm.
television and animation. And, you know, no one ever knows, it's that wonderful William Goldman phrase, no one knows nothing. You never know what's going to work and isn't going to work. And, for me, and I think for, my collaborators and friends that we've worked on this show for 2 years, we're really proud of it. And, you find things that you love and you pour 110% of yourself into it. And then ultimately it's the public that decides, what's going to work and not work and what's good and not good. And, this is a very risky proposition from the very beginning. Idea of trying to do a prime time.
I'm getting that vibe from you.
Yeah, trying to do a prime time CGI animated first time ever in history doing something like this. That in itself was a big idea and a tremendous risk and a tremendous gamble on everybody's part, both, from a business standpoint and from a creative standpoint.
Listen, no risk, no reward.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Now, all I can tell you is that, when we bought a little book called Shrek, 8 years ago, 7 years ago, and set out to make a movie about a big, green, stinky, smelly ogre.
That's right.
Everybody said, you're crazy. And when we said, and by the way, we're going to, do a fractured fairy tale and lampoon this institution of fairy tales and turn it upside down and inside out, people said, you can't possibly do it. It'll be in bad taste.
Then let me ask you about this, since we're talking about Shrek and also Father of the Pride. Where are the biggest differences between, obviously we're dealing with different characters, but what are the biggest differences?
Well, the biggest difference is that Father of the Pride was conceived, designed, and in every way created to be for an 18 to 49 year old audience.
Okay. I thought
you were going to say by you.
No, because
I got that earlier.
Right, it's at 9 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The reason why it was put at 9 o'clock at night and not 8 o'clock at night. So by its definition, a nine o'clock, you know, animated show is, kind of a defining,
So how much? If this is a game of poker with this game, and understand, you can go to the bank. Have you put all in on this? This is not going to make you or break you one way or the other.
But no, it doesn't.
Emotionally, have you put all in on this?
Oh, yeah.
So I love
the show, and I'm proud of the show, and I think all of this stir and the savaging that's gone on is, very misguided, misdirected, and I think ultimately it's going to be proved to be inaccurate. I really don't believe it. I've seen this play to enough audiences, to enough people, and they don't respond to it the way a handful of critics seem to have done. Now,
uh-huh.
I've been under critics all my life. It's part of what you do when you create, you make things, and you put them out there in the world, and you're judged, and, everybody wants to win. Show me a good loser, and I'll show you a loser. I'm not a good loser. I don't like this. It doesn't, it doesn't please me, but it does make me disbelieve in what we have created and what we've put on the air tonight and the truth.
Would you think less of America? Would you think America's stupid if, the show didn't catch on? Or if you had a movie. If you had a movie, whatever the project is, and you're positive, this is a friggin' home run.
I've never felt that way. I don't think there's any such thing.
Right.
That's the point of this is that, we do our best work. We put it out there. Many times we've been lucky and we've succeeded, and many times we've not been, and we've misjudged and we've failed. I don't think that's going to be the case this time.
Well, when you say 18 to 49, right away, I know what I've read about this show, and if you go in with that attitude, it's almost like when you go into a movie and you suspend disbelief to enjoy the movie more. If you go into this thing, and I didn't know that until you said it, that this is completely targeted at the 18 to 49 age group, that it's for adults, it's an adult show, and it seems to me that maybe some of these critics are having a little trouble getting by the cute.
Well, they want it every way. They want it both ways.
Right.
They're sitting there saying, well, the animation's cute, but the characters and the incidents and the storytelling is very sophisticated. So it looks too young for adults and it talks too old for kids.
And you've explained it.
I think they're wrong. But
will you have a power lunch today?
A powerless lunch. But
how many messages do you get on your little BlackBerry? per hour, how many emails do you get?
Bazillions.
Millions?
Jizillions.
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 What's new with your good friend Steve?
Well, he's working. I mean, he's about to go to work on a new movie with Tom Cruise, War of the Worlds.
Big,
exciting picture, which they're going to shoot in November, and it'll be out next summer. So.
I think that he's just, he doesn't get the credit that he deserves.
I feel badly about that. I talk about it often with him. I try to console him. He doesn't get the recognition.
I see a lot
Don
of always, small projects.
Don always roots for the underdog.
I always see a lot of the little stuff that he does, and I think, that's good. So, listen, what else you did that's good? We'll talk more about Father of the Pride, but, Chicken Run.
Yeah.
I got to tell you something.
My kids love that.
My wife brings this up to me. I swear to God, I mentioned this on the air last week. Out of the blue, she just says, we're laying in bed, and she said, I feel really bad for all those chickens that were killed today. And I said to her, well, I like eating them.
Mm-hmm.
And then she rolled over, and that was the end of the night. And I think you, my friend, besides all of this free-range advertising and crap, you're partly to blame because...
That your wife rolled over last night?
You're humanized. You're the guy again. You're the guy that made these chickens seem real.
Right.
Please don't take us. Come and save us. Listen, how do you make a TV show like Shrek or like Chicken Run when it takes 2 or 3 years, 5 years to make Shrek? How do you pound out these episodes of this Father of the Pride so quickly?
Well, we've been working on it for a couple of years. That's the thing that's... I think that's so challenging and is really the big risk and the big gamble on this, which is, you know, I think NBC actually ordered the show 2 years ago. We actually went into, you know, we staffed it and went into production about 18 months ago, and we started animating the first episode that's going to be on the air this September, in October of last year. So, you know, it takes now from the time we have a finished script to deliver it about 9 months.
And as far as a logistical question, when you're doing a show like this, and maybe for the movies also, when you're making these films, the actors go in and lay down the voice tracks first, and then
first,
you work
right, and then we animate to their voices, which is why, you know, when you see the characters, even though they're animals and they're we've anthropomorphized them, but they very much take on the characteristics of our actors. You know, we have an amazing cast: John Goodman, Cheryl Hines, Orlando Jones.
All right, Cheryl Hines. That's
Carl Reiner.
That's
brilliant.
Excuse me,
and in the episode, I'm sorry.
That's Larry David's wife, right?
Yes.
Cheryl, on the TV show,
yeah, Cheryl Hines, right?
And then in tonight's episode, Lisa Kudrow and Andy Richter do, you know, guest star. And next week there's one where Matt Lauer's in it, and then Eddie Murphy does one in 2 weeks. And you know, we're actually Donkey from Shrek shows up in one of the episodes.
Is it true that in Hollywood that this is now what a lot of the actors just clamor to do these things because they're so much fun for the actors?
Well, it's so easy for
them. We've had a lot of luck and good fortune with them, and you know, both in the Shrek movies and Shark Tale, which is coming out in a month, has got an amazing cast in it. Will Smith.
Oh. Oh, that's just a plug thing. You just did a plug, so you just got a free one there.
The plug bell.
Oh, can I keep going?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Will Smith, Jack Black, De Niro, Angelina Jolie, Renee Zellweger, Marty Scorsese.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Killing me with the name dropping. Now let's look at your schedule tonight. Because I'm going to make a prediction for you here.
Yeah.
Here's what you have tonight on NBC. Father of the Pride, 9 p.m.
Right.
Fox, Trading Spouses. That's a repeat.
Right.
CBS, Amazing Race. Not a bad show. ABC, According to Jim.
Right.
Oh, now, is there any better reason to wish him luck?
Now listen. this is the truth.
That's a big laugh I got from Jeffrey Katz. Yeah. That was Mike saying that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and that's a concept, incidentally, that was formed on the Don and Mike show.
Yes, two-picture deal.
The hatred of Jim Belushi.
As a matter of fact, you might have authored it, so I was stealing from you there.
Anyway, listen, about Jim Belushi.
Yeah.
You don't work with him, do you?
I have. He's a really good guy.
But hold on. Tell me something. To get this show, we wonder about this with lots of celebrities.
Right.
What kind of deal do they make with Satan?
because
really, I watch the show and I go, huh?
Really?
I'm a dumb guy that watches TV and I go, huh? And I see, like, in the top 10 every week.
I bet you got really, really good reviews.
Well, there you go.
Listen, here's the prediction tonight.
Yes, sir.
Go. You will win your time, and I'm not just talking demo. I'm going to talk, you're going to win the time slot. But I know you really care about 18 to 49. You're going to pull at least a 10 share tonight. At least. Well, what would be a high number for you? 15 tonight?
I don't know. You know, I have to be honest, that's not my expertise.
That's right. It's not your world. In the
movies. You know, when they get into the numbers, well, that's when I head for the doors.
But you're saying he's going to do very well, is what
yes.
you're saying.
Yes, I am.
But you know what?
You're going to win your time slot.
I like being a winner.
You're going to win your time slot tonight. You're going to, The Amazing Race will be second, Jim Belushi third, and Trading Spouses fourth. You mark my words. You mark my
words. I'm marking them, Mark.
You got a winner tonight.
Mark, are you marking them?
Yep.
Mark them. Mark them. So what are you doing when you get off the phone with us? Do you have any other slubby interviews you have to do, or what will you do?
I'm going to go to work on Shrek 3.
Shrek 3.
Wait a minute. Where's the gong?
Oh, hold on.
What are we doing?
That's not finished.
Then I got to go to work on Shark Tale and then Madagascar and Over the Hedge. Next year's Father of the Pride episode.
Stop it already.
Las Vegas. Okay. You know the new Las Vegas? You know that one?
Oh, yeah. Las Vegas, right.
Let's go on NBC.
Yeah, that's ours.
Is that yours, too?
Love that.
Now, that's the one last year that got savage.
Hey, now, hold on.
Right. You mean Las Vegas with James
Caan?
Jimmy Caan. Oh, that's a phenomenal show.
That one is the one that got savage this time last year.
It did, and then everybody turned around.
Now this year it's a guilty pleasure.
Then what is the problem? problem when we call NBC to say we watched the show Las Vegas. We'd like James Caan. We understand we're not going to get James Caan, just like we thought we wouldn't get you. But we ask for somebody like Nikki Cox, mm-hmm. and we still get told to pound sand. I mean, can we?
Well, we're going to use Jeffrey.
That's pretty
Katzenberg.
Articulate, pound sand.
Pound sand is one of our favorite expressions.
It's a very respectable way to kind of blow you off. Don't
can
you
we?
Think?
Can we drop your name if we try
Definitely.
To try to get like James Caan on?
Definitely.
The show?
And you would indicate to
you should say I said.
Okay. Ah, you hear that?
Oh, yeah. Man, take it to the bank, guys.
He said
it's on tape.
That's right.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
I think Jimmy Caan should come on this show immediately, if not sooner.
Very good,
Jimmy. And how many people get to call him Jimmy?
Yeah, I know.
Is it just you, or is it just that?
Robert Duvall probably gets to call him Jimmy.
Yeah.
Probably so.
That's true. And it's probably just Robert Duvall and Jeffrey Katzenberg.
So then tomorrow morning, I know that you've got probably a ritual or routine maybe for box office stuff on the weekend, but tomorrow morning, will you be sitting by your phone waiting for them to call you, telling you what the rating was, what the overnight was?
You bet.
So,
good.
So, okay, come on now.
Bet.
What you got to do is, we get ratings every month, and here's what you got to do. You've got to find a lucky chair.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You got to just sit in one spot. You got to get one Sharpie, one index card.
Right.
And focus on the task at hand. What you do is...
Can you will the numbers to be what you want?
We will will as much as we can.
All right. Well, you guys are great, and I appreciate it.
You ever see an Albert Brooks movie called The Muse?
Yes, with Sharon Stone.
Think of me as your Sharon Stone.
Well, that's a beautiful thought.
When can I move in? All right, listen, it's been nice having you on the show, Jeff.
Hey, thank you, guys.
And good luck with Father of the Pride.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Katzenberg, thank you very much.
Fun.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good luck. Like he needs luck from us.
No, he'll be fine.
Like he needs luck.
He'll be all right.
He's right about Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Las Vegas got savaged also by the critters.
True.
See?
Did you mean that, what you were saying about the winning the time slot? Because, you know, then, of course, now you've married yourself to the whole situation.
Oh, no, I'm not married to it.
No, you can take full credit.
Well, I think it'll win time slot tonight.
And you'll look great.
And maybe even next week if he's, like, front-loaded it with all of these good guest stars.
Right, exactly.
I mean, what do I know?
And now we've got that one. Seriously, we have that one in the bank. You said, oh, I guess you're not good enough to come on the show, but I guess... Jeffrey Katzenberg thought he could come
I've already emailed about James Caan, baby.
Okay, good. That's what I was calling you about.
You don't have to call me about that.
Same.
I think he liked you guys.
I think you're very naive, Bethany.
I'm serious. I think you guys should be the voices of one of the characters.
I couldn't agree with you more.
I think you've got a lot to learn about promoting a show that if he wasn't getting the reviews he was getting, there would be no way we'd be getting them.
When he dialed the number, I think he thought, oh, I can't wait till this is over. I got to go to my power lunch, blah, blah, blah. And then he almost didn't want to get off the phone with you guys.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Keep believing that, Pollyanna. Anyway, good booking. Oh, listen, did you...
That was Jeffrey Katzenberg. Yeah.
I know.
Pretty cool. Hollywood power broker.
Yes, it was. Taking a few
And
months.
Mike, you made him laugh.
I made him laugh really big. I made him laugh with really what was Don's concept.
Oh, I didn't know.
Which makes me so happy. Because we both know how to steal, and I've learned to steal.
That is teamwork. Yeah. You know my motto, you steal from me, you steal it twice. I probably stole it from somebody anyway.
Great.
Hey, whatever happened with that guy at the health club? Was he there last night, Beth?
No.
Beth Ann?
I know.
He was not there?
No.
No, man.
Thanks a lot.
Too bad.
It's okay.
Well, do you think Jeffrey Katzenberg is married?
I'm sure he is.
You know what we didn't even...
I think he may want to meet my brother.
We didn't...
Oh, that's right, yeah. Maybe.
But he was great with you guys.
Well, that explains so much.
It's wonderful. I say fire off the email about Jimmy Caan, and then right after that, fire off the email about the animated DJs. The animated disc jockeys. Kind of a WKRP animated.
And we've got that clip of him saying Jimmy Caan should come on the show.
Right.
All right, BAC.
Okay.
Nothing to be worried about.
I know.
And you, BA, you use this now with everyone.
There you go.
Oh, I guess you know, when somebody like is giving you the Stonewall treatment, you just say, well, I guess it's
good. I'll just call Katzenberg about this.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. Katzenberg! And we didn't even bring up the fact that he hates Eisner worse than we do.
I know.
We did not even bring that up. Yeah.
Maybe you can say that for the next time.
Yeah, the next time we have him on the show.
It'll be fun.
So, there you go, Beth.
When we're in a nursing home.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. She's a funny producer.
Jeffrey, I remember you a long time ago.
She is a very funny producer. Yeah. She gets that guest, that guy Jeffrey Katzenberg. I thought he was interesting. I like talking to him. Her concern was, that it would be
that
like,
we'd ruin things.
That'd be like Jew to Jew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, really? Like, it would be, yes. Hello, Mr. Katzenberg.
Yeah, like we're going to play that game.
It's a pleasure to have you on
Thank you.
The phone with us.
She has to understand is those are the guests that we don't want to talk to.
That's right.
We do those type of interviews when we don't have any interest in really knowing what the guest is talking about. And if we were to do that, it would get back to someone who would get back to someone who would get back to someone.
Mm. And that's just not smart.
No, that's not good business.
No, it's really not. It's not good business.
That is not good. That is not a good business of show. So I'm talking, of course, about show business.
Show business. There's no business like it. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Well, it's great. Now the bat's in the can, we can move on with the groaners.
Hello. Wow. Let me just say, what a crazy, unpredictable show the Don and Mike Showgram truly is.
That's correct, Mr. Shannon. It was delightful to speak to another power broker from Beverly Hills.
Here we go with some groaners. Hi, this is Michael Scott Shannon.
And I'm Mill Drysdale, president of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills, with a greeting to my good friend, Granny.
I know that Granny has something to do with fish.
That's right, because she took a peek in her pot. It's a weird show, ladies and gentlemen.
What legendary classic rocker can't hit a free throw to save his life?
Who?
Shaquille O'Neal Young.
Oh, man.
Oh. Okay, I'm just going to go right to the kicker, right to the best one.
All right.
Come on now, guys, come on. Okay. Hello, I'm Scott Shannon, counting them down from coast to coast.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale.
This one's about a little dog. Snuggles.
Yeah.
What would you get if you crossed a large snake with President Bush's national security advisor?
What?
A Condoleezza Rice. Anaconda Lisa Rice.
Hey now.
Anaconda Mike Shaw. Hey, come on.
Oh, God.
Those were written by Jeffrey Katzenberg. Are they good now?
Yeah, they're wonderful.
They're great.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
That's right, we are, and here's
based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Is that
JK?
Yeah.
He's fun. Fun guy. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Gay Mocha and all the ships at sea.
Oh, I forgot about the Gay Mocha.
Yeah, come on in and watch them because they whore it like bitches. Don Geronimo. And there he is. Mike.
You know, this machine is doing that thing again, Robbie. See, it's just trying to find something.
I'm going
to
go.
I'm looking for hello, Mrs. Doubtfire, hello. It's normally cut number 8.
Hello!
There it is. Okay, sorry. A little anticlimactic. Hello.
Hello!
Yeah, shut up. Don and Mike show new episode on this Tuesday. Tuesday 08-3104.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz. And hi, everybody. Thank you for calling the show.
Hello!
I got it.
Okay, wow.
We found the thing.
Hello!
Man, oh, man, what a show. Jeffrey Katzenberg, Roy's mom.
Call from anywhere in America. Yeah, bring her back in. We might as well just, because it's a messed up first break.
I think she was rather put off. When
what?
We,
she's gone?
She's gone.
She was put off when we kicked her out?
No, I don't know. Well, I'd like to know. I mean, I don't think she understood we had a mogul.
Call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. Hold on a second. Hello?
Hey, it's me.
Hey, who is this?
Roy's mom is coming. It's Beth Ann.
Beth Ann who?
McBride.
Oh, that's right. Beth Ann McBride. I believe you produced this show.
Yes.
I'm a friend of Katzenberg.
Very busy man.
What can we do for you, Beth Ann?
Roy's mom is on the way down into the studio.
Oh.
She was upstairs.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Goodbye. Who was that again?
I believe it was
Beth
someone.
Right.
Something.
877-365-3636 from America, from Canada, and I'm proud to tell you, from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
800-636-1067.
Yeah. Hello.
The 877 don't work in Mexico, but the 800 does.
Right.
And Washington, D.C. on WJFK. It's 202-432-1067. Now, here's Roy's mom. How long ago were you an intern here, Roy's mom?
About 5 years ago.
About 5 years ago.
And you're still in the business? You're actually still enjoying the business of radio?
Yes, very much so.
Very good.
Yeah.
Where are you working now?
I work at Nissan Pavilion and MCI and Patriot Center. And I also work for 94.7, part of you guys, as a board op at night.
Ah.
Oh, I gotcha.
So you're very, very busy.
Yes, and I'm no longer really a phlebotomist. If I can't get my bills paid with all these jobs mixed together, then I need to go back being a phlebotomist. But
what's that?
What was that again?
I stick big needles in people.
Oh, that's right. I remember she was...
Is that like an acupuncturist?
No, I draw blood.
A phlebotomist.
Don't you remember that's what she used to do for a living, was to take people's blood?
You could always find a vein, right?
Right.
Yes.
I can definitely...
I know it's the new show, but...
That's right.
Okay, there you go.
Like that line.
There you go. So how much have you missed us since you've been here?
And I am not lying.
You've not been
this
here.
This is the honest to God truth. After I left here, I couldn't listen to you guys for almost like a year.
Why is that, Roy's mom?
Because I was bummed out every time. Because I was really bummed when I left.
Really?
Oh. I swear to God, that's the truth. Every time, and even sometimes now when I hear, in my head, I'm like, it aggravates me.
So you would say that this is one of your best media experiences working on
this
show?
Yeah, this was the best media.
Was the best?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I thought you burped or something like that. No,
this was my favorite job.
It was?
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, you were one of our... I would say you were our favorite intern.
You're lying, but that's okay.
No. I remember the one night...
Christine Kerner.
I was waiting for that.
It was my favorite.
I remember the one night that we did the Las Vegas-style show, and you danced, and we all suddenly saw a side
another
of you...
Another side of Roy's mom.
A talent that you possessed that was... That was Rob helping you with the microphone.
Thank you, Rob.
Rob, don't handle her. Rob, you just manhandled her. Rob walked up. This is the way Rob, you know Rob, right?
Yeah.
So Rob had a little trouble with the, you were off microphone. Rob came over, grabbed the microphone, went like this, like that, and then shoved her right up into the microphone.
He asked her once nicely.
He's always been rough with me. I remember one time I came in here, and I came in here unannounced, which was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I came in here, and he pointed at the door, and I walked out, and he slammed the door really, really hard. And
you both
were like, I guess he wasn't. You
know? Rob, is there a problem with Roy's mom? Is there some sort of problem?
Not at all. Good to have her back.
I wish I was back. So,
We wish you were back, too.
Yes, we do.
Sure. Have you met Joe?
No.
Joe Ardinger?
Joe and you have the same, and don't get me wrong, you are handsome. You're a handsome woman. Joe's not a handsome man, but you both have the same look. I think I've seen Joe today.
Mm-hmm.
Come here. Let me get him in here. Because you've got like that, like hippie thing going.
Well, he used to say that biker thing, so now that's changed.
Hey, would you send Joe in, please?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to look at Roy's mom next to Joe Ardinger and tell me if they don't look like they could be some old hippie couple. It goes to Grateful Dead commercials all the time.
Joe Ardinger
Is he wearing his tie-dye today?
Look at these two. They could be brother and sister.
These are from Venice Beach.
Now, Joe, hold on a second. You know Roy's mom, don't you?
Yeah, I think I was working with the Junkies when she was with you guys.
Right. Now, look at the two of them together. Robbie, don't you think they look like they belong together? Oh, hold on. I've got that turned on, but nothing's happening with it.
Nothing at all?
Nothing at
all. Maybe because it's not plugged in.
It's not.
I bet if we plug that in, it'll work.
Rob has something to say.
I think they look like man and wife.
Thank you, Rob.
Was it worth it?
Yes.
Worth the wait?
Yes.
I'll unplug the mic now.
Plug it back in. Somebody might have something important to say later. All right, well, I'm struck by the look here. That really, it looks like the two of you could climb out of a VW wagon.
Absolutely.
you know what I mean.
The microbus.
The microbus. Right. Thank you, Buzz. The Euro.
Well, Roy's mom, you've changed your look a little bit. You were a little more biker, and now you're a little more hippie. Would that be accurate?
I don't think her hair was blonde when she was with
us. That's what somebody else said upstairs.
I think it was.
I think I'm just using a stronger bleach or something.
No, you know what it is? You're more Sheryl Crow-y now.
Is that
right. Yeah, that's okay. Don't you guys agree she's more Cheryl Crowish?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And I...
He always used to call me a biker chick, and he used to drive. I was always so embarrassed. He'd be like, "Hey, biker chick's walking in."
Yeah, well, you had that. You had that look.
But you brought something to the table. Anybody that comes in here and brings something to the table is worthwhile.
Right. I thought you were dating a biker guy back then too.
Joe.
No, that was my ex-husband.
How's your love life, Roy's mom?
Well, I had a divorce.
That would be from the guy.
Oh, that gets a round of applause.
That would be from the guy when you worked here before.
Okay. We had a divorce soon after I left here, actually.
We had a divorce. I like putting it that way. I had a divorce.
We took a divorce.
It's like having a fight. I had a divorce.
So what are you doing now?
I'm currently dating somebody.
Could I mention something to you in private?
Yes.
That maybe you don't know?
Oh, God. Okay, please go ahead. In private. I know you're private.
Mike is single.
I am in an exclusive relationship. I have a girlfriend.
Is there a ring on your finger?
Okay. Stop. Oh. Behave yourself.
Let me just say, all I'm saying is he doesn't have the sign on him that says for sale.
You're
but he's
embarrassing
on the
market. Me. Yeah. Stop embarrassing me.
I've been tempted to go by your restaurant. I've heard of your restaurant's really nice.
It's wonderful. Nice
look around cafe.
Thanks for bringing that up. I knew I liked her. Yeah. That's wonderful. And you know, if you're going to use that criteria, what about our friend Joe here?
What about him?
He's single.
Well, he's got a girlfriend.
I do, too.
I know, but...
I've been living with my girlfriend for, like, 2.5 years.
Oh, okay.
I'm so sorry to hear
all right.
That. Okay. No, I'm scared of men now.
Thank you, Mary Royce. Mom, here's 5 O'Mara's dollars for you.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
Don't be afraid. And I'll throw in a lunch punch.
Hey!
Thank you,
get some French fries. All right, listen, it's nice seeing you again, Roy's mom.
Guys.
Thank you, Roy's mom.
Bye-bye.
To surf.
You guys look great. Oh, I sure will.
Thanks. Bye. Thanks.
See you, Roy's mom.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye now. And she takes care of herself.
You know what she needs to buy?
What's that?
A sweater. Yeah.
I was going to ask.
What? I don't think there's been anything done, if that's what you were wondering.
I love it. No. I like it when you read my mind and you can finish my sentence.
Well, lovely as ever.
Like everybody in that room didn't have that same thought.
I had the same thought Mike did.
Yeah, I did, really.
All right, well, go ask her, Rob.
All right.
Hello, here's Chris, Don and Mike show. Hello, Chris.
Good afternoon, Drive Time Buddy.
Hey, buddy, what's happening?
Hey, Mike, excellent job on the cats and giggle there.
Oh, thank you.
Getting to go there. Hey, listen, real quick, I just wanted to chime in and let you know. You know, I work building technology for the video games industry, a complementary industry to that. And you guys in Katzberg have it completely right that the target demographic that's going to eat up that show.
Hey, listen, hold on 1 second. I forgot to hang up on your ass. God, you are a boring caller.
But thanks for the cats and giggle. And then it all went down.
Come on, we got to get to a break here.
I was wondering, is there a chance that I'm not sure exactly how I should put this.
He's the wrong guy. You know, anybody else would just go back and say, here's Anne.
All right, she's coming back in right now to answer the question. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you've had a little...
You all knew that. Remember on my last day I had to wear a bathing suit here?
I don't even remember.
Yes, I wore a bathing suit.
See, I thought that there might... Well, bravo.
Well, no, I don't like them. I want them out, to be honest. And I had them done for free. I feel kind of hypocritical because I don't wear makeup really, and I don't do nothing to my hair. I bleach my
hair. Don't do anything to your hair.
Sorry. Yes.
Now you got it right the first time. You don't do nothing to your hair.
I don't do anything to my hair. I
sounded right.
Bleach.
Right.
And I feel just kind of hypocritical because I'm like, okay.
Uh-huh.
But then I have fake boobs.
Right. You can still say that. Sure.
Okay.
Well, I think we all think they did a good job.
Well, I don't think they're not very, they're not natural. They're okay to, it's like a thing you can look at on a stand. They're not the most comfortable thing to feel, but they're, am I making any sense?
Yes.
Oh, you perfect.
Whatever
you
say,
every word.
Why we loved interviewing you when you were an intern
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
That brought the whole thing in about the strippers that time, and it all became because of my boobs. It all started.
Right.
Boobs.
Right. All because of your boobs.
So you're not happy with them.
No, not too high. I kind of want them out. They were for free because I worked for a cosmetic surgeon.
I see.
And he wanted to put them in.
Of course. So you were a phlebotomist for a cosmetic surgion?
Yeah. Well, I did sales for him. But
sales for him.
Mm-hmm. Sales.
I bet.
Exactly.
Sales and
then I came to you guys.
Yeah, you did. Well, congratulations again.
Well, thank you.
Really?
You fooled me. You fooled Buzz.
They're terrific.
It's very big. I would think nobody would notice. I'm like, I have them kind of small for a boob job.
You know, you're wearing like a Buzz-sized shirt to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say you're wearing like a shirt for a six-year-old girl.
Right.
Okay.
Well, they look terrific.
Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. They sure do.
So, thank you.
Mike's
you guys look wonderful yourselves.
Mike,
thank you. Stop.
On the market.
You're, I already got his number.
I am not.
We already traded numbers during break.
I am not. We did not. Stop it. Behave.
Goodbye, Roy's mom.
Goodbye.
Bye, Roy's mom.
Bye.
Goodbye.
See ya. Bye-bye. Former intern, Roy's mom.
Mm-hmm.
There she goes.
Doing well in the broadcast industry.
Nothing to her hair.
What?
No, she doesn't do nothing to her hair.
Doesn't need to do nothing. Rob's her biggest fan.
You know, we've had so many interns, I don't even remember. I know I liked her, but I know that there was something I liked about her when she was here, and I think it was that ability to communicate.
Yes.
I think that's what I liked most
Absolutely.
About Roy's mom. And at the time, she was, I believe, the only intern we had ever had over the age of 30 who was in here working while her kid was in school.
She talks good.
All right, we got to break. We have to break.
Wow, what an opening segment.
Yeah. How do you like that, huh? Wow. Jeff Katzenberg and Roy's mom.
It's just, it can't get any better.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, it'd be nice if that tape worked.
Oh, dear.
It'd be nice if that one worked. If that'll make it work.
May I help you, sir?
Hold on. Hold on.
That's what Rob did to fix it.
Rob did that thing that guys do. Yeah. He just picks something up and slam it on the ground.
You're welcome. Okay. It's all in the touch.
Thank you. Now back to the tape, already in progress.
How much for order of ribs?
$2.50.
$2.50? How many ribs do I get with that?
About five.
Five? So I guess that's about 50 cents a rib, huh?
Yeah, about.
Let me get one.
Right on. One order.
One order of ribs.
No. One rib.
One rib.
I sure am hungry.
Make that one rib to go.
One rib?
One rib. What else?
You got any soda?
$1.
Oh, come on now. Look out for a brother, man. Come on. Hey, take this up. Why don't you let me get a sip for 15 cents?
My cups cost more than 15 cents.
All right, the cups. Pour them a hand for a dime.
Look, you greasy-headed Jerry Curl wan. Pay me and get the hell out of my store.
You got change for 100?
The Don and Mike Show.
A movie produced by Jeffrey Katzenberg.
Yeah.
Rated PG. Pretty good. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, baby, the plan I saw.
Hey, baby.
The one we used to hear when we used to get along.
The Chicago Buckinghams.
Baby, the
Who? The Buckinghams. Also known as the Chicago Buckinghams.
The Buckinghams.
Uh-huh. Kind of a drag. You know?
You never heard of them? They had a lot of great songs.
I just shook my head. I realized this is radio. I should say no. I just kind of shook my head.
Hello.
Hey. Hi, honey.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hold on. Let me see. Let me get you. I just got a remix Buckinghams thing. You remember the Buckinghams, right?
No. I'm way too young to remember the Buckinghams.
Come on, name it and claim it, honey.
Kind of a drag.
Yeah, you got it.
Kind of a drag.
There was one Buckingham song in particular.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you very quickly.
Is that like Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac?
Nope.
No.
Just the Buckinghams.
Before
They all wore Nehru jackets. Like late 60s, Mike.
There you go. Those are coming back.
So I'm doing my first ever record hop. And hold on, I want to ask you something, Frieda, which is why I called you.
I'm doing that buzz if they're coming back.
Yeah.
I'm doing my first ever record hop. This is where a DJ goes out to a social group. You bring the equipment with you. You got the turntables. This is like 1975.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working in Rockford, Illinois, WROK. And the very first record hop, I swear to Christ, I ever did, I got $75 for 2 hours. And I'm not kidding. It was for retarded kids.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I get there, and I played this song. Now, it's not even going to make sense.
By the Buckinghams.
This ended up being a nightmare. Because I got a bunch of retarded kids,
uh-huh.
And I'm first time ever, you know.
You didn't know.
Hey, it's me, Don, from 1440 WROK.
Right.
Here's another great one.
You
How you doing, Johnny and Susan?
So anyway, I'm not making this up. So the Tards are all dancing. And they had come to me before this thing started. They said, you know, I don't know if anybody from the radio station told you.
No, these, of course,
you know,
not.
These are challenge people, right? So,
yep.
Fast forward a little bit, Rob. There's a bridge about 2 minutes into the song. Because
uh-huh.
I'm thinking, because they're telling me to make sure that I just get nice, happy pop music.
Okay. Right, right. This sounds nice, happy, and
so
pop.
Hold on.
Sure.
Hold on. Back it up just a little bit. It gets to this point. Now, I swear to Christ, I'm playing this record.
Uh-huh.
All the retards are dancing okay. until it gets to this point.
No other girl could ever take the
rest
of you.
What's up, guys?
You're still dancing?
Happy.
Yep. And I'm thinking, all disc jockeys must do dances for retarded people. This is cool. I'm getting my money. Mm-hmm. And then... At this point, I swear to God, they all started going, stop it! Stop the music!
Because it was scary?
Stop!
Tired.
What is happening?
It was scary?
And the people came running up to me and said, take the record off! You're playing the worst record of all time! And I said, it goes back to being the other way.
Yeah, right about now.
And then when it got to this point, all the retarded I'm not making this up, just stood there and looked at me.
Like, what have you done to us?
The dance stopped.
Wow.
There you go. I love you. Yes, I do. I do.
Wow.
Susan, so that's a very scary bridge.
Yeah.
You get your money?
Yeah, oh, I got the money.
So what's the problem?
Well, it was one of those deals, before I learned, I got paid at the end of the night.
Yeah. Oh.
So, you know, And besides, you know, back then, was it going to hey, how you doing, Tards? You know,
yeah.
It was before the days of Forrest Gump. And
mm-hmm.
Anyway, are you...
are you retarded?
No, I'm not.
It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
No, anyway, I like that's the Buckingham's mic.
And that's what led to your incredible sensitivity today.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Darling?
Yes, my sweetheart.
I want to ask you something. First, pleased to be telling everybody, because I mentioned this on yesterday's show, but you were working, how the dog actually pushed you, tried to kill you.
Yeah,
and I like the way you told those people that had stopped by the house that you had trained the dog to do that. That was funny. Yeah, because we were running, and we were running down by the Potomac, and we stopped so that the dogs could have a swim and cool off, and I'm squatting there by the Potomac, just talking to one of the dogs in front of me. Meanwhile, the other little dog, Max, comes up behind me, takes both of his paws, and shoves me on the back and pushes me in.
So the dog really, I'm not kidding.
I
wow.
had paw prints on my back. I mean, if it had, if you had had the CSI there, you mm-hmm. would have seen the fingerprints of Max all Max. Over my back.
And now, why is it? I brought this up yesterday. Somebody brought this up, and I don't have the answer. Why is Max so mad? Because that's all I can think is
so
that,
angry.
That he obviously knew that mm-hmm. our little dog knew what he was doing, because you can see the spots on my wife's back mm-hmm. with the two.
And didn't you speculate that the dog had gone airborne?
Yeah, baby, didn't the dog have to go airborne or at least get a running start to push you?
I wasn't looking at him, so I really don't know what he was doing. All I know is all of a sudden I got a big heave in my back from a little, you know, 25-pound dog and two big paw prints on my back. I was flying into the river.
How funny is that?
But the dog, I know why he was mad, because I was talking to another dog.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
he doesn't like the attention to any other dog. You know, he's like the Damien child. If you pay attention to me, Mommy, and nobody else.
You ever see that dog on a tricycle, you're in big trouble.
I bet he's got a lot of pent-up anger for the haircut.
Oh, no, he loves the haircut. He really, truly does.
The dog's haircut or Frida's haircut?
No, the dog's haircut.
Max has only had one haircut in his whole life, and he used to be a real long hair.
Right.
Uh-huh. And now he just looks like a little sausage.
So he's got a little summer cut.
Vino Hund.
I mean, he looks good, except Barton said he looked like a fat man in a Speedo now.
Voice to Vino Hund.
And listen, honey, speaking of dogs, here's a question for you. Does this make a commitment, or is this a sign of a commitment with Mike? Because we were just on this thing.
Oh, you're going to talk after that whole thing with Roy's mom. Now you're going to talk about that.
Well, I want to know. Because Roy's mom comes in, and I say, hey, Mike's single. I'm just kidding around.
Right.
And Mike says, hey, I'm in a committed relationship.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And now I'll ask you first, Frida. If Mike gets a dog.
I didn't get a dog.
Oh, you didn't? Are you planning on it?
No, I didn't. I mean, my girlfriend got a dog.
Do you like the dog?
I love the dog.
And you love the dog. And
I do.
You know what that is, Mike?
What?
That's called nesting.
See?
Oh, yeah.
You know what that is? You can deny it all you like. That's
right.
The first sign of commitment.
Really?
That is, that's, you're making a nest.
I'm making a nest?
Yep.
Because of the dog?
Because of the dog. Now you got a three-way relationship, and that's the beginning of your...
Well, as you said yesterday, I am the dog's stepfather. that is true, and I do have a special relationship with Beluga.
Mm-hmm.
Beluga.
And is it a puppy?
Yes.
So you're raising the dog together?
Raising the dog. I can't deny that. No, I can't.
Yep.
I can't.
See?
Technically, yes.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Welcome back. You're working our way back into this vortex that the rest of us are in, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, I do love the dog. There's no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it. I it's so cute. It's a little pug. And it's. I'm going to bring it in.
It's a sign of commitment.
I'm going to bring the dog in one day.
I believe it is a sign of commitment.
Really?
So you are.
It doesn't take children to make a nest. Ask Buzz.
Right.
Yeah,
you're all right. I'm not
gonna...
You can build a nest without children.
All right. Well, you know what? You must know that I'm still in a state of, a fearedom when it comes to that type of thing. I am.
Oh, you're just sticking your big toe in, but you are getting, you're definitely back.
Yeah, see, I don't think me just think you protest too much.
Mm-hmm.
That on one hand, you want to be loose. You want to, you're a free agent. But
what do you mean I want to be loose?
You want to be a free agent.
I know. I really don't want to be a. I don't play the field.
So you're ready for commitment.
What's that?
So you're ready for commitment?
This is what I was asking as well.
I have a good relationship.
There you go.
I have a good relationship.
Yes.
That's what I have
with a dog.
I don't like to put labels on a relationship.
I do.
I know you too.
I do.
I know you do.
Still, it's never too young to start teaching the running and the jumping.
Training the dog?
Yes.
No, how to hurl itself into the midst of the small little woman's back?
Or training you.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Carla now, not the dog.
Training me? Uh-huh.
Carla training you.
If you get tired of her, you can borrow Mac.
Well, I
walk by the river.
You know, in previous relationships, I have been referred to as a trainable.
Is it retard?
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, that's a positive comment. I know a lot of men who are untrainable, and I'm married to one.
But you know trainable means retard, honey.
I know, sweet pea.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not trainable. Do you think you're trainable?
Oh, so you're saying I'm not retarded?
No, you're not retarded, but you're not trainable either.
Mm-hmm.
Using trainable as...
I was using trainable in a self-deprecating way to say that women in previous relationships referred to me as a tard.
You know what? I think of all men as being just barely trainable, some more so than others.
Now, do you mean... See, baby, here's the problem.
Buzz likes that.
Barely trainable. Do you mean barely able to do whatever it is that you want me or any other guy to do, or do you mean barely retarded?
No, I don't mean you're retarded at all.
Not at all.
Okay. You mean I don't do the jobs well that you like?
I mean, I cannot train you.
You cannot train me.
Yeah, but
I'm
wild and free.
I'm untrainable.
That's it.
Yeah, but look at the relationship you guys have had for years, for years and years and years.
I don't care about that. I just care about the fact that, on one hand, trainable.
Unbreakable, untrainable.
Mm-hmm. Trainable means retarded.
A horse that won't be broken. They're two different trainables.
Trainable
right.
Also means something else.
Yes, it does.
So I'm just trying to point that out. All right, darling,
while you're on that whole topic, just to let you know, I was thinking such wonderful, loving thoughts about you for the last 24 hours. I've thought about how great a husband you are.
Hold on, news bulletin.
Yes, Rob, I'll applaud.
That hasn't changed.
This is why I can't figure women out.
No, I'll tell you exactly why.
A week ago, you told me, hey, good news, I'm not leaving you.
Okay, but it helped last night that I watched a movie that made me think very fondly of you.
What movie?
It was The Burning Bed. So you
the Farrah Fawcett movie?
Huh?
Jesus.
Isn't that the movie like where...
Man, I watched the John Wayne Gacy story the other day. It made me think real positive thoughts about it.
What the hell are you talking about, honey?
I watched it. It was just flipping around last night. Nothing was on, so I watched a little bit of old Farrah Fawcett in The Burning Bed.
You got to block out Lifetime.
And wasn't that... But here's my point. Why would that make you think... Wasn't that a movie about...
A lot better than that guy.
Oh, thank you.
I will never set your bed on fire, I promise.
God bless you.
Thank you. Okay. All right, well, let's stop with the compliments right there.
Good.
I believe, seriously, I've given your wife titles over the years, but I believe she is the grand dam of the backhanded compliment.
I tell you what,
the backhanded compliment was created back B.C., before Christ, It was honed and refined by your wife. Nobody does it better.
And finally, let me just...
No, that's glass half full. I mean, yeah, our relationship's not perfect, but right. I'm not going to light his bed on fire.
Backhanded comment. You know, that jacket looks fantastic on you. It really, I think it makes big people look good.
Well, that's like me saying to you, you know, I love you, and at least I'm not going to treat you like O.J. did Nicole.
There you go.
There you go.
At least I'm not going to be cutting your head off anytime over the weekend.
Even Steven. Two-way street.
Mm-hmm. And how long?
Glass half full. I appreciate that.
How long until your mom gets here?
She is here. She came with, not to scare you, 4 suitcases.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
All right, sir.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Right. Okay, I hear her already.
She's talking in the background.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye, sweetie.
Goodbye.
Wants some of that airtime, too.
That was my little slice of heaven. Hell.
Big Frito wants heaven. Some of that airtime. You can hear them.
Hi, this is Don's mother-in-law, Big Frito.
Okay, there she is. Jesus. Okay, that'll be great.
Yeah.
4 suitcases. 4 suitcases.
Oh, plenty of time to have her on
the
show.
She's got her own room. She's got her own room in the house. Uh-huh. I'm not talking about my wife. I'm talking about my mother-in-law.
Right.
Nice. 4 suitcases.
4 suitcases.
Would indicate long trip.
Yeah, she's staying for a long visit.
Indicate a long, long trip. Oh, you know what we got to do? This will be very simple. Tomorrow on the show, we've got our fantasy football draft live on the air. We got to pick the draft order right now.
Yeah, and I'm a little bummed out.
Why is that?
I was going to do a whole big whoring thing, bring people in from the restaurant to serve us booze.
Yeah.
But the laws of the fine state of Virginia prevent me from doing that, so I cannot bring booze in and serve you booze from the restaurant.
But you could buy booze.
I'm bringing it in myself.
Thank you, Mike.
I will be bringing the booze in. Absolutely.
So we have 8 people in the league.
8 playing cards.
We've got... me and Mike, that's 2. Rob is 3. John Norman, our commissioner here, is number 4. Hi, Johnny.
Hello.
Buzz is number 5. Right. Joe Ardinger is number 6.
Where's J. Dubs?
Bart is number 7. And Beth Ann McBride is the 8th person in our fantasy league this year.
Very good.
We'll have the draft tomorrow. Now, how are we going to decide who has the first pick?
I have 8 playing cards here, ace through 8. As suggested by Mr. Spiewak.
Yes.
J-Dubs isn't dead, Rob.
No, he's not dead.
Anyway, what is the way that we're doing this?
We're just going to pick cards, and I guess number ace will be the first pick down through 8.
And then they reverse on the even-numbered round.
Correct.
How do we determine who picks?
Yeah, how do we know who gets the first pick, though?
Should we pick cards?
Who gets to pick the first card? Do we have to pick cards to see who picks first? To see, do we have
rock paper
cards?
Scissors?
Do we have to pick cards to see who picks cards first?
Yeah, let's do that.
No, let's not do that. Let's just pick.
Let's go in reverse
cards.
Alphabetical order by real name.
Screw it. Everybody, just take it. Just take one card. I took one. Oh, mine stinks. I'm not kidding. I got the 5. What'd you get?
6. I want to do this again.
Hold on. Let me pick for Bart as well.
Can't.
No, this is it.
Shut up, Joe.
Haha. Bart got number 8. Okay, who's got the first pick?
Joe.
Joe
got the A.
Joe.
Joe Ardinger.
Okay, because I have no idea what I'm doing.
Joe, let me ask you right now. Yeah, the first pick in tomorrow's fantasy draft, 24 hours from now, who are you leaning towards right now?
I don't know.
I don't know. I like that. I'm going to put that on the board for the whole world to see. I don't know.
All right, let's get the draft order down. Joe is first. Who's got number 2?
B.A. B.A.'s got the second pick.
Beth Ann, who would you take with the number 2 pick?
Buzz, who would you pick? I'm still not sure.
Then Buzz has the 3rd pick. Buzz, who would you take? Let's just see if anybody knows any football players.
My general manager has asked me not to divulge that at this time.
Who has the 4th pick?
I do.
Who will you take, Rob?
The highest available running back. I don't have my magazine yet.
I'm number 5.
I'm number 6.
I'll tell you right now, boys. This pick is Vic. Write it down tomorrow. Number 5, Vic is the pick.
Why might I take him?
If you do, we won't be friends anymore. Mike is 6.
I'm a good cat. Are you going to ask me who I'm going to pick?
Yeah, who you going to pick?
Why'd you just... You're going to skip right
now? No, I wasn't. I was
you're
just,
discriminating against
no,
me
No, I'm
already.
Not discriminating against you.
I'm going to call in a priest. Priest Holmes.
He won't be available. He won't.
What if he is?
I'd take him at number 5. One of these guys will pick him up. Beth Ann might. Well, she reads the magazine.
So I guess I should have shot up.
Yeah, right.
I can tell you that I would not have picked Vic. I don't have confidence in him getting through the season healthy. So.
Yeah, see, that's just...
Hey, you know, Joe, would you like my first round pick and my second round pick for your...
And I might
first
be,
round pick.
I might be psyching, yeah. I might not really go with Vic.
I'm making an offer here. My first and second round pick for your first round pick.
What number are you?
I'm 6.
No, I'll stay at 1.
All right.
And John, you're 7th?
7th.
Who would you go with, top of your head?
I don't know. Best quarterback, running back available.
And then Bart is number 8. And then we start, and then we snake it around backwards.
Yeah, same offer for you.
Mike, you want to buy number 4?
Yep.
How much?
God. It's always the same with you, isn't it, Tex?
$50.
Ooh, I wanted a little more than that. We'll talk.
Okay. See you during the commercial break. What?
Last
no, 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 no. Rob, I will simply buy Rob's pick for a certain amount of money.
He just switched.
Well, before you do that, before you seal the deal with Rob, yeah? Call me.
$50.
Oh, you can get a lot more than that.
Hey, shut up. Our negotiations have closed.
Granny.
All right, so, so the fantasy football draft tomorrow.
You know, one more thing real quick. I printed out all the scoring. For everybody to look at. So
all the rules.
All the rules, so we don't have that nasty mess that we have.
And everybody, go to that webpage and put in your, like, logos and your pictures and stuff.
I don't know how.
Yes, you do. You did it last year.
All right.
You did do it last year. Thank you, John.
I made a logo last night, so you can see that, Mike.
Ah, good. I'll look.
You have the same logo as last year.
I've changed it slightly. I've updated it. It's retro. It's a throwback.
Okay, that's it. We're set.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Johnny. So that's tomorrow. That's the fantasy draft.
I don't understand.
Well, don't you understand? So simple.
I don't understand passing TD 6 points and the bonuses are checked.
Award a bonus of 3 points for a touchdown pass between 75 and 110 yards.
Oh,
so if it's a long pass, you get extra points.
If it goes
all right, I didn't read down that far.
If it goes for 110 yards, that's a hell of a play. Anyway, that's tomorrow. Oh, hi, John.
Well, I just built in some bonuses to make it fun. And, you know, 110, well... Okay, so I got carried away.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't be crooked.
So Bloody Mary is okay for everybody tomorrow?
Sure.
Sure.
May I request, if we're drinking, I'll take some vanilla vodka.
Some vanilla vodka?
And also, if you...
Well, what about the stuff we have here?
What do you mean, what stuff we have
here? I'll just bring, like, I'll get you some mixers then. Because we got that stuff up down.
Oh, that's right. I've already got that stuff from the vodka.
What do you want me, like, cran grape or something like that?
All right. Yeah, yeah. Light cran grape, please.
All right.
I'd like one right now, as a matter of fact.
Huh? Yeah. Well, I thought we were just going to do left. You don't want a BM? Nice Bloody Mary?
Bloody Mary would be lovely.
Okay.
I didn't know you were taking forward.
Bloody Mary, okay. Well, I didn't want to, I don't want to be like doing that. I mean, I was going to do it the other way. Bloody Mary?
Bloody Mary or vanilla, either one, fine with
okay.
me.
Okay, all right, fine. Okay. So I'll try to find that cran grape for you.
Mike, I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Grocery store.
Excellent.
Aisle that says juices.
Got it.
Can't miss it.
I'll take care of it.
Can't.
It'll be fantastic. It'll be money.
Okay.
Granny.
Thank you, Granny.
Very good, Granny.
So there's the order. 5th pick.
That stinks. Jeez, tell me about it.
That stinks. Well, what are you, number 6?
Number 6.
Okay, what are you again, Buzz?
Number 3.
Number 3, that's a good spot to be.
And Joe Ardinger is bringing up the front.
Joe Ardinger.
I don't know.
First pick of the fantasy.
I don't know.
Oh, listen, we have to talk to you, our loyal listeners here. We got a break, but when we come back, we've got an interview. That what's the setup with this guy, Rob? The attack, Iraq.
Are you familiar with Wildwood, New Jersey? It's like a coastal beach town where people vacation.
Sure.
They've got a contest that they're doing all summer called Whack the Iraq, where they dress people up as Arabs and you can shoot paintballs at them. Now, the Arabs are upset. The Arabian community is upset.
The Arabs are upset?
Arabs are upset, and they've come to them, and they said, this must stop immediately, and they've offered a solution that they'll stop next year.
So we've got the guy.
I'm just going to rename it.
So we've got the guy for an interview.
Very good.
Here's the question. We can interview the guy like we interviewed Katzenberg. Mm-hmm. I mean, although I think Katzenberg's a little more interesting.
Of course.
Or we can do it a phony way. We can do it the Scott Shannon way.
Mm-hmm.
We can do it that way.
Right.
We can do Tobacco Road.
Mm-hmm.
Or this could be a time for you, the listener. Could you call in if one of you is Don and one of you is Mike?
Right.
Could you actually talk with this dude for 5 minutes? We've done this before.
I like that one.
Could you talk with this dude for 5 minutes? Yeah. Make him think that you are us.
Right.
And actually conduct a funny interview with us.
That's fantastic.
Now, what do we have for a prize if we're going to have anybody call in? Oh, here you go. How about for each person, if you can do this, you'll be hooked up with somebody else. One of you will be Don, one of you will be Mike.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it, you keep the guy on the phone for 5 minutes and amuse us, you get a $20 Tower Record gift card from TowerRecords.com, and each of you will get a crisp $50 bill in cash.
Wonderful.
Nice. Call 877-365-3636. We've done this once or twice before where we had people pretending to be us.
Yes, and behave yourself. That's just the little caveat there. Behave yourself.
You know, I mean, one of you can be high-strung like I am. Mm-hmm. The other can be, you know, very close to being in a committed relationship like Mike is. You know, funny with the voices.
Thanks.
And the
look-around cafe.
And the restaurant and everything.
Yeah, that's great. Throw in a plug for the restaurant. That would be great if you're in the role of me. I'll pay you the $50 myself.
So call 877-365-3636. We'll find two people to talk to this guy from New Jersey who says he'll stop doing this
next year he'll stop.
Boy, you are red.
I'm laughing at that.
You are red.
Whenever I really turn into a whore, I make myself blush.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What are the chances that Hoffman's wife would have the same, you know, allergy? That's just incredible. That's
much luckier than that.
Lucky woman. She used up a few of her nine lives.
Yes, she did. Hey, I just wanted to, because you reminded me, I want to tell you, there's two guys, Don and Mike, they do a show on Westwood One. We don't get it in Los Angeles. But some reason they watch us. They watch us, they're on the East Coast. They watch us, I think, on the early Pacific Coast feed is what they call it. They get an early CBS feed. Let's go outside. And they, big fans, the guy.
Radio jocks?
Radio disc jockeys. And the one guy, Don, is apparently a big fan of mine. And I said, yeah, okay, sure. And then, stop kidding, Kevin. I thought it was my brother. And they said, would you like to do a little call-in? And I said, oh, sure, that's fine. So I called in and I said, prove to me that you're a big fan. He goes, well, I see you at 5:07. And then about 5:13, you come on. And about 5:45, you do the morning dish. And I went, okay, creepy. Okay, kind of creepy. Plus, he knew, like, all the old jobs I had and stuff. Anyway, his partner, Mike, said, you know, his wife knows about this, and it's kind of weird. You know, he watches you every morning and stuff. I said, what did your wife think about it? They get her on the phone. She's like, I said, Rita, do you mind that he's kind of obsessive? And she goes, no. You know what? I can't control my husband's fantasies. You want him? You got him. I love her. So I wanted to give a little shout out. Thanks to those guys. If you're in Sacramento or some of their 45 affiliated cities, listen to the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Lisa Joyner.
Oh, baby.
I watched you this morning. It's going to be a nice day in Los Angeles. You can ask me what the weather's going to be like. Here where we live in D.C.?
Sure.
I don't know. But I tell you, nice in Los Angeles.
Nice crisp day.
Because I watched Los Angeles morning weather.
Not too hot.
Oh, she was so hot. Oh, you mean the weather.
Yeah, the weather. The weather was hot.
Yeah. Hot. Oh, hi, Julia.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Take this square world and blast off to Dixville.
We apologize in advance for Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Got a new station break. Here we go. Burlington, Iowa. That's a 10-year affiliate. KCPS in Concord, New Hampshire. WKXL. Harrisonburg, Virginia. 95.5. WZXI and 106.7 WJFK FM, Washington, D.C. That's where we do the show from. Okay, the guy's name is Fred Wagner.
Mm-hmm.
And
Fred Wager.
Fred Wager, excuse me, guys. Fred Wager. And he's got a game in New Jersey called Whack the Iraq. Whack the Iraq.
It's Wager.
It's Wager?
Yeah. I just found that out myself.
Wager.
Fred Wager. So he gets people to dress as Arabs. It's drawn fire and ire from Arab groups. I know it's Arab. Because they have people dress up with the, you know, stuff on their heads, the towels on their heads, and then you fire paintballs at them.
Right.
And people have complained, and he has said, I'm sympathetic to your complaints.
Right.
I will stop doing this next year.
Next year.
Very
next year. So, I mean, pretty much it's one of those stories that we read in the newspaper that's interesting.
You go, huh?
But beyond that,
yeah, what do you do with
it's
it?
It's like that song, yeah, things that make you go,
Yes, exactly. There's not much you can do.
All you can do.
So, it's now a contest.
Not much we can do, but I'm sure our listeners can do something.
For you, our listeners, for $50 and the Tower gift certificate, you got to keep the guy on for 5 minutes. Keep it moving. Keep it entertaining.
Right.
Keep
it crisp.
Here we go. How about, here's Rico.
Yeah, that's me.
Now, Rico, hi. Rico, where are you from?
I'm from Merced, California.
All right, Rico.
Oh, there's trouble.
And I see you want to be me, correct?
Yeah, I want to be you for a day.
Gotcha. And then here we got a mic. Here we go. Here's John. Hey, John.
Radio gods.
Howdy there, John. And, oh, you know, I just hung up on Rico.
Oh, no.
Bad, Rico.
Rico's gone.
I hung up on Rico. Hold on. John, your mic, okay?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Here's another one. Here's Paul. Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
Paul wants to be me as well. So we have Paul as me, and we have John as you. Let's see, guys. The guy's name is Fred Wager?
Wager.
Wager. Fred Wager.
Wager.
Wildwood.
Wager from Wildwood.
Fred Wager.
Wager.
From Wildwood, New Jersey. His game is called Whack the Iraq.
And Paul is Don, and who's the guy that's going to be me?
John.
John.
So anyway, guys, here's your background on this. Arab groups, I know, Arab groups, have voiced outrage at the name and notion of killing Iraqis for fun, and they've asked them to shut down the game immediately, and the guy has said, well, yeah, I'd be glad to. I'll do it next year.
So this is obviously a paintball place?
Something
on the boardwalk, a boardwalk game.
Yeah, it's very similar to shoot the water into the clown's mouth.
Very good, okay.
Except it's done with live people.
Right.
So now, we're going to play. You think this job is easy? Our contestants today are Paul and John. We're going to set the timer at 5 minutes. The guy's ready, right? You told him, Robbie, when we call him, he's on the air? All right, so let's see. Let's do the check-in right now. Don Geronimo, are you there?
I'm here.
Mike O'Mara.
I'm here.
Now, we will not be speaking to you during the 5 minutes of this interview.
Okay.
You think this is too easy. Good luck, guys. Calling the guy now, Fred Wager.
And he's expecting Don and Mike's call?
He is.
Very good, then.
All right, fellas, you are on your own. All right, here we go. As soon as he picks up, I'll start the clock.
Don, you're going to start there, right?
You're going to start there. No, he's talking to the guy who's playing Don.
He's talking to the actor playing me, buddy.
Hello. Okay. Hey, Fred Wager, this is Don. How you doing, buddy?
All right, fine.
Hey, Fred. Going to do the interview. We got Mikey here.
How you doing there, Fred?
I'm doing fine, Mike.
That's good. Hey.
So we got a couple questions for you about your paintball game up there in New Jersey.
Okay.
We're here to give you a little bit of a problem, the Arabs up there. What's the main deal here?
Well, what happened is a lot of people got into shelters on because they were using nationality on that game. And but the funny thing about it, there was not that many complaints on it until about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Then they started complaining about it. And it put us in a position where it was a little hard for us to shut it down at that time. But I went and I talked to the owner of the game, and he promised that he would not bring it back next year again.
Lucky for the imposters.
Right.
The game back.
The guy's giving like a one-minute answer
here.
He
never didn't use any nationalities. Gotcha. Hey, Doug, let me ask you a question. Yeah. Now, who benefits from this? Are you paying the guy that plays the Arab or the people that are watching paying? Who's benefiting from this?
Benefit from what?
Who's making money off of the deal is what I want to know.
No, the only one making money is the guy that runs the game. He's the guy making money. The city don't make any money.
Well,
Them guys out there getting shot ain't happy, are they? You got to pay to get shot at?
No, they had a guy there with pads on him, and they shoot at him.
Well, you know what I'm saying. I say get all them Arabs out there, just shoot at them all. Freeze them paintballs, and we'll go at it.
Now done. Settle down.
Oh, come on, Mike. You know that'd be fun.
Fred, another question for you. Do you have any future plans for other ethnic people you'll be shooting at?
No, we don't shoot. We're not going to shoot at any ethnic people.
Hey, I got one. How about shoot the queer? Maybe we'll get the old governor up there and put him out.
We do that.
Well,
I don't think we do that either. We have a...
John, you're always taking it over the line, aren't you? I don't like my daughters to hear that kind of talk.
Oh, sorry, Mikey.
We're going to make sure
next year when he comes back, he's going to have a good name for that game, and it's not going to be anybody, and no nationalities are going to be affected, or no human being at all. It'll be certain, like shoot the ball, shoot the terrorist, or something like that.
Mike, Chinese people are pretty fast, but we could have a good time with them, too.
You're going to cover all the races, aren't you, Don?
Yeah.
We don't think that way. At O'Mara's restaurant, everyone is welcome, even the Arab.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Exactly.
Yes. We're not going to shoot any racists. We're not a racist people. This city welcomes everybody in it, and we're a tourist town, and we want to make sure we stay a family town. We don't want to do things to turn the families against us.
They got 2 minutes to go.
So, Fred, it's a family town, so I can bring my recently semi-committed relationship down along with our new puppy, and we'd enjoy our stay. Is that right?
Oh, you, a puppy?
We have a brand new puppy. I love him to death.
As long as you don't take him on a beach, it's illegal.
Right. He's really just the stepdad of this dog. You know that?
It's early yet. Someday soon, I'll officially adopt him.
These guys are pretty freaking good.
We'll have a good time when we come down.
How much they charge on this game, Fred?
I think it's $5, I think.
$5, that's not bad.
I never really paid that much attention to the game until about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Like I said, nobody complained about that game for 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, now, what exactly do you have to do with this game, Fred?
What did I have to do with it? Nothing. I just went to him and asked him to not to bring it back next year again. And he said he would not bring it back again.
They've got 1 minute left.
Fred, I got an idea for next year.
You what?
You ready?
This ought to be a good one.
Instead of shooting Arabs, let's dress people up like New York Yankees, and I'll be down there with bells on. Did you slow
down? Yeah, that works for me. That's a good idea there, Mike. You want to shoot the Yankees?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Shoot them Yankees. I'm a Phillies fan.
We
shoot the Phillies, too. I don't like that.
How long has this been going on down there, Fred? Been going on for a while, or is this a new thing this summer?
Hey, Don and Mike, it's the producer. You have 30 seconds left. 30 seconds left.
Fred, we got to wrap up. We really appreciate you coming by. Don, any final words for our guest?
Yeah, come on down a while.
Oh, yeah, maybe we'll come on down there and try that out before they shut the thing down.
That sounds great. Thanks for being with us, Fred.
Okay.
Thank you, Fred.
I guess we enjoyed having you on for 10 more seconds.
guys, still there, Fred?
He's gone.
Hey, you guys.
I do want to say,
bravo.
You proved how easy this job is.
Yeah. That's right. Sign us off.
Pretty good, pretty funny, pretty entertaining for both of you guys.
Really, you guys did a great job.
Good job. Thanks. That's a good bit. That's a good bit, but you got to find the right callers to do
it. You're doing it's luck of the draw, 100%.
Yep. So here you go, Paul. Paul and John, each of you gets $50 in cash and the gift card from Tower Records and Tower.com. And thank you very much. Now, hold on just a second. Rob, call the guy.
Okay, I need to see the number.
Oh, here's the number.
Okay. See how he thinks it went.
Call the guy. Because to be honest, you know, listen,
I didn't get much information out of that. I wasn't even sure what the guy was doing.
Well, I don't know if we could have either.
But it was highly entertaining, I'll tell you that.
I did like the fact that they were us.
Yes, it was delightful. All right, we're going to call. Rob's calling him right now to see how it went.
And, Mike, you got my $50 for the plug?
You did a good job, John.
That means Mike's not paying you.
There you go.
Here we go. Hold on.
Thanks for taking the time to join us.
Here we go.
Did you enjoy yourself? Yeah, how do you think it went? Good. Well, we'd like to get up there sometime soon and see you. We'll look you up when we come up to Wildwood, okay?
Bye then.
Awesome. Thank you, Fred. Bye.
Bye,
Ben. Oh, so Rob, you didn't give him the bye then. I wanted the bye then.
He was too nice. He said, stop by City Hall. I'll meet you.
All right, what can I say?
Good job, fellas.
It's a winning edition. So you think this job is easy.
Cool.
And I guess it is. Thank you, John. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, guys.
Good job, fellas.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. There's one boring interview we don't have to do.
I was enthralled.
Uh-huh. So was I. They were good. Well. They were funny. Yeah. We need more guys like that calling the phone scan.
Hey, man.
Whatever it is that we do that, we do have to do something else right now.
But how about this music we have in the background? Isn't this fabulous?
Let me say right now, it's the Westwood One Radio Network.
Home
of the Larry King Show on the weekend. I think I have just enough time. Larry?
Yes.
Hi, Larry. Hello, it's Don Geronimo from the Don and Mike Show. Remember us?
Probably, yes.
Larry,
what is it you want most?
Come, boy.
Thank you, Larry. Join us tomorrow.
The imposters are the real deal.
Larry, where are you?
I'm lying in bed.
Are you alone?
Come, boy.
Okay. Oh, and Roy's mom is leaving.
Goodbye.
Bye. So long, Roy's mom.
Bye, Roy's mom.
Should we bring her in to say goodbye just because this has been such a messed up show?
We should.
Come back. Come on back, Roy's mom, just to say goodbye.
Yes, pop back, yeah.
Did you ever meet her, Larry?
Nope.
No, you didn't?
Would you like to, Larry?
I bet you. Would you like to?
Yes.
Yeah, you would. What's the question when you meet her?
I want to see it all.
Oh, hold on. What about this?
I still at times, right before I fall asleep, wonder if I'm going to get up.
We all have those.
Yes, it's one little goodbye to Roy's mom as she pops into the studio.
We just want
to
say bye.
There she is.
Let's say bye, Roy.
Bye,
thanks
Roy's
so
mom.
Much. Bye, Roy's mom.
You're here tomorrow at 4, aren't you, Huff?
What?
I'll be here tomorrow at 4.
You're here tomorrow at 4.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing here tomorrow at 4 for?
I'm learning how to dump.
Excuse
You've
me?
Come to the right
my,
place.
Oh my. But you're learning how to run the dump button.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
I got gotcha.
You. You know what? We never got her name.
Yeah, what is your name?
As in which one?
Your first name.
Well, what is your first Molly. Name? I mean, we call you Roy's mom, but we really forgot your name.
Oh, it's Lisa.
Lisa.
Lisa. You guys really didn't love me that much, did you?
No, we just knew you as Roy's mom. That was
Roy's
your name.
Roy's mom is your name.
The name we gave you.
Anyway, we saw you walking by the window.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
See you later.
Farewell. Bye-bye.
Did you like her, Larry?
Nope.
Didn't think so. What do you like more than Roy's mom, Larry?
Oh, boy.
Why is that, Larry?
I'm curious. I want to know why.
Mm-hmm. Why what?
Oh, boy.
Stop it.
Okay, let's do it this way.
Uh-huh. Do it what way?
You were not born. You were made in a toy factory.
Mm-hmm. All right. Listen, get out of here. Okay, who are you?
I'm Larry of the Corner.
Okay, shut up.
Hands down, Michael Jackson.
Oh, please be quiet.
I would rather do Saddam Hussein, but who would...
Well, you're
that's Larry of the Corner.
Yeah, sometimes not.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Pretty good.
Don't
huh?
point your finger at me, woman. You're the one who parks him in front of the TV and makes him watch all them Muppets. They got frogs kissing pigs. What the hell do they think was going
to
happen?
We are not going to get anywhere by attacking each other. We have to do the sensible thing. We'll move to Berlin.
What?
Bobby will be accepted there. I read somewhere that Germans, they're very tolerant people. Their culture admires all kinds of freaks.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Wolfgang Jurecek from Germany.
Right.
Never forget the Don and Mike Show.
Now they bring you very best wishes. And may Happity and Happy Hawks be with you forever.
Oh,
Don Geronimo and Michael Mera.
Right, right.
You know, oh, love of all. Never believe in that.
Don't know if I told you. The other night, nobody watches the VMAs.
No.
And listen,
God, they suck.
How dumb am I calling them the VMAs? They're the Vario Music Awards. Mm-hmm. Nobody watches that. Nobody cares.
Miami! Or, I'm sorry, Miami!
They make it out like something outrageous, controversial mm-hmm. will happen every year and nothing happens. However, now that it's done.
Right, right.
there's some good stuff that came out of the VMAs.
Impossible. After the fact.
For instance, Usher. What do we have in common with Usher?
We like to sing songs with raindrops dancing on us.
No.
Sculpted bodies.
Close.
We like to wear our jeans just so that the top of our boxers are showing.
Nope. The answer would be, if anybody writes or calls for an autographed photo, and we make no bones about this.
Yes.
Unless it's like one of those serious things, like a kid who's really sick.
Right.
And we don't even talk about that on the air.
No.
Then we actually do sign something and send it. But if it's just like, you know, one of you guys that listens to the show and you,
right.
you're dumb enough to write a letter, because who wants a picture of us anyway?
So. Because people might not be aware, if you're just tuning in, you might not know that in our midst is a skilled forger.
So anyway, Rob signs the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Very well.
It turns out this is what we have in common with Usher. Uh-huh.
Better than we do ourselves.
And actually, Usher has taken it a step further than we do. What we do is, if someone writes in for a picture, you get a picture back.
Mm-hmm.
You get a picture, all right, signed by Rob. And if you're any kind of a listener, you know we've told you up front that Rob signs the pictures.
Yes,
it's part of part of the joke.
Mm-hmm. But it's still a legitimate autograph.
But I think a lot of people still don't know that. They write in for the picture, they get
right.
the picture.
Yeah.
Here's what Usher does, which I love. I love this. He does this in front of his fans. I saw a video of this on MTV, News, with mm-hmm. Kurt Loder.
Oh,
coincidentally,
yeah.
He's a load.
Still around.
And still.
80 years old, I believe.
The guy looks like walking cancer. I mean, really, if you ever said.
But the thing about it is he's looked like that since, 70 years ago when he started working for MTV.
But mm-hmm. still, think about it. If you were going to put a face on cancer. Kurt Loder would be the face. He is the face of cancer.
No one. I just want to say no one can dole out the compliments like you can. If you want to put a face on cancer,
so,
that's nice.
I'm watching him, and he's showing this video of Usher
mm-hmm.
on MTV News. Haha, mm-hmm. MTV News. Anyway, he's making a big deal about the fact that what Usher does is, when he gets off this big 143-foot yacht, which is, as they pointed out on MTV, half the size of a football field.
Hey.
But he gets off this thing in Miami for the music video awards.
Miami!
He is very busy, and of course he's surrounded by fans, like thousands mm-hmm. of girls. He has 12 bodyguards that sign autographs for him. Now, he
like
does,
right in front of people?
Yes. He does what we do, but my man, Usher, takes it a step further. I saw this on MTV.
Right.
He's getting off the boat. He's got like 12 big, and they all look like Ving Rhames.
Yeah.
I mean, big, muscly guys.
Yeah.
All of them wearing black suits, black t-shirts, black sunglasses, and they got the earpieces in.
And they're signing autographs?
And they're signing the photos of Usher, and they show a close-up. It's just a bodyguard, just writing U-S-H-E-R, and the people...
And that's it. It's a one, you know, he's one of the one-name people.
They right. could not be happier.
And who's going to argue with a bodyguard? You just take the autograph and go away happily. And
hey, this isn't really the guy, did you?
Oh, sorry about that.
One of the things that they say when he's coming off the boat, and again, I didn't see this, but I saw the report on MTV News, he's coming off the boat, mm-hmm. and they said something to him like, hey, it's a pretty great boat. And he said, yeah, it's all right, whatever it is that mm-hmm. he said, it's all right. They said, have you had a good time? He said, we've had a fantastic time on this. Usher really opened up. This is a great boat. You know, all my homies are here.
Right.
We've had a great time. he was walking by. This is a great thing. And it wasn't an MTV guy who asked him this.
Right.
He said, what about the death on the boat?
They had death on the boat?
Well, this is where I had to do a web search, because they didn't even acknowledge us on MTV. I see the video of Usher getting off the boat and his bodyguard signing the thing. And then, so then I do a search, and here you go. NewYorkPost.com. Caught up with Usher at the Post VMA party. This would be the videotape that I saw on MTV. Asked him about his boat. The thing is, Usher, hold on. Here's the quote. It was the one I heard on TV. I have the biggest yacht so far. It's the fastest one.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the perks of being Usher.
He said that?
Yes. I have the biggest yacht so far. It am the fastest one. It's one of the perks of being Usher. The thing is, Usher, my man, didn't mention that a guy had died on the boat on Friday night.
How?
34-year-old man, this is according to New York Post now, lived and worked on the boat, went scuba diving on Friday, wasn't seen until his body washed up on the shore 100 yards from the yacht on Saturday afternoon.
Man, it's like open water.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, Usher didn't know this guy. He was just renting the yacht, but you would expect him to show a little sympathy. Just a little. Like it
happened on his boat.
I heard this on MTV, so I go to the New York Post, and they ask him. So they catch up with him, and they say, what about the guy that died on the boat? Here's the quote from my man, Usher. I'm not responsible. My man. He's my man. That's all I want to say about Usher.
That's it.
That's all he had to say.
I'm not responsible.
Couldn't be bothered.
Wow.
But it was a great video.
That's video from Tom Monroe and his tribute to life in the big city. Downtown's the place to be. From Tom's disc entitled Tom Monroe Sings Petula Clark. Little help from Mike McDonald and the Doobies on that one. On the Jerry Todd Show. Nice to be with you. Whoops, we got the wrong super up there.
Great body, y'all.
Let's try that. On the Jerry Todd Show, there we are.
Good. Great.
We small ones of a Saturday morning.
Buddy, also from the MTV Music Video Awards, I think I mentioned that I saw a shot of Puff Daddy standing behind Mark Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
iPod gave Puff Daddy a special iPod. Now, hold on a second. I do have to read from a piece of paper about this.
Okay.
Hewlett Packard, they make iPod.
Mm-hmm.
They gave Sean Combs an Apple iPod digital music player, right? Adorned with 120 diamonds.
Wow. Nice.
120 diamonds on an iPod. That's
an IP Diddy.
That's just for being you.
Diamonds. It's going to make it heavier.
Because really, when you have your iPod, don't you want it to have diamonds on it?
Sure you do.
It just makes it that much more special.
And then here's another. I've got a lot of questions about things that I don't hear answered in the news. That I know that the Kobe Bryant thing, whatever it is, the trial, that they're down to getting the jurors now. Is it down to
interviewing jurors? Yeah.
Jury selection.
So it looks like they're going to go ahead with it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Kobe Bryant has been fighting tooth and nail, according to Celebrity Justice, fighting tooth and nail to keep his statement to the police out of court because he admitted to the cops, and I don't know how to say this on a family radio show.
I'm sure you'll figure out a way.
That he enjoys a certain vile sex act.
Gotcha.
Now, I think everybody thinks that they know what the certain vile sex act is that he
Well,
explains.
I think the word vile is overused.
Now this is Kobe Bryant's words, not mine.
Uh-huh. I mean, something certainly pops into my mind.
But hold on. Here you go. Somebody says to Kobe Bryant on this show, Celebrity Justice, and we're trying to get the girl back on that we had on the show a couple of weeks ago from Celebrity Justice. Kobe Bryant won't say what he's been quoted as saying. Uh-huh. He wants stuff kept out of court if this goes to trial because of a vile sex act.
That he talked about.
Yes.
To the cops.
Uh-huh. Correct. It's not the one you think.
No.
And now I'm going to go from Eagle County court transcripts.
All right.
It does have something to do with a woman's face.
Really?
Hmm. That's all. Kobe's accuser told the cops that in the midst of their intercourse, Kobe leaned in and asked her if she liked it when a guy does this vile thing.
Okay.
She said she did not enjoy it,
mm-hmm.
and at that time, Kobe's grip tightened. This is all the stuff, according to Celebrity Justice, that Kobe Bryant doesn't want to get out into the public record, but it's out there. I mean, it's not in the trial yet. So then the cops, now I'm going to go back to the cops report on this. The cops asked...
I'm always looking for a confirmation, but it's difficult to get that from you. Are we supposed to understand what we're talking about here? I mean, I think I just want to...
Well, no, I don't think we do.
Do you know what the act is?
No, I don't. That's why I'm bringing it up. He says it's vile. Uh-huh. I thought it was, you know, what I think is vile for everybody.
I would think that what he's talking about may be what you would see in most films.
Perhaps.
I mean, that would be it.
Yeah, I don't
think of anything else.
I don't know if I'd call that vile.
I wouldn't. No.
I know that I would certainly not call that vile before I call the other thing vile.
Oh, I would call the other thing vile.
Oh, well, I would. No. But then again, that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. They asked Kobe Bryant about this act.
Uh-huh.
And here's the quote. What's the big deal? In his interview with the cops. What's the big deal? Yeah. I like it. I'd do it. That's his quote on this act, which no one can seem to figure out exactly what it is. But whatever it is...
But it involves the face.
It's a vile sex act, and it involves the face. And it's vile. It's vile according to Kobe Bryant.
Vile.
No speculation on this. I see the phones are all lining up right now. It's one of two things, and it might even be a combination of both.
It might be something else, though. It could be actually several things.
What do you mean
things?
One of two things?
Well, it's the vile part. I mean, when they say vile...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's one of two things. But I mean, I think it could be something else.
But it could be a combination.
It could be.
Yeah, well, or it could be like that, then okay, now turn around. You get what I'm saying?
But he said the face.
He's saying the face thing. He's saying the face thing is vile, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he did it to her face, though.
Well, he said he likes that.
I'm confused now.
This is why he doesn't want this brought up in court.
Well, sure.
But whatever he's talking about involves the face.
Yes.
So it's... What is that pounding?
I don't know. I have no idea, but whatever it is...
Maybe it's the sensor coming. Starting to make his way down the hall.
That's Alan Limewine down pounding on his desk.
Say, don't talk about sex on this show.
Tell them no.
No more sex talk. Listen, here's all I know. Kobe Bryant says... Wow.
That's weird. That's very, very weird.
I really
weird.
Hear like some kind of pounding.
I can feel it right below me. My floor is shaking.
I mean, we are trying to do a show here.
But it's a stomping or a pounding, not like an earthquake.
What the hell? No. It's a man-made
it's human.
Sound that we're hearing here.
Or is someone tapping? Let me put the microphone down towards the floor, see if you can hear it. Hold on.
Probably stop now.
That's your foot.
I didn't hear anything.
No, now it's stopped.
Yeah.
Now, because of course. You know why? Because this is just a weird show.
Uh-huh.
You know why? Also,
why?
This is our last week of shows before the summer.
Right. Show.
Yeah, they always get goofy.
Yeah, it's always weird the last week before we take
full moon.
It always gets goofy.
And listen, everybody calling in with all the stuff about it's all of the theories about what this is, folks. We can't discuss it anymore
we
on
really
the radio.
Can't.
We really can't. You all.
Do the eyes have it?
No, no, Mike. We have many. Look at the screen.
Many
look
choices.
At the screen. You'll see we have at least three different choices from our listeners who apparently don't even say it, Mike. Don't even say it.
I don't know what that last one is.
I'll tell you during the break.
Okay.
I will tell you. During
I'll write it
break.
Down for me now.
Anyway, I can't write it down.
I remember what it is.
You know what? We're going to get into very dangerous territory Mr. Spicoli.
I'm going to be careful.
Anyway, it might be vile, it might not be. Here's the thing. We don't know exactly what it is. But
John, I've always believed that in the bedroom between two people, nothing is really vile.
I know what the noise was.
What was it?
It was a vile act involving a face. No. You know, the mysterious company that shares this floor with us, but no one knows what they do?
Right. Yeah, what is the deal with that company?
There's popcorn stuck in the vending machine. And the girl was very upset, and she was shaking the vending machine.
Are you kidding me?
I asked her to cease. I said she could shake it all she wants. We're in commercial.
Would you see if you can bring the woman in here?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. She must have the strength of 10 men. The vending machine upstairs in our area?
There. You know.
Their own vending machine.
Now, listen, I am sure that this sound did not translate to you listening on the radio.
But in here, the floor was vibrating.
A pounding.
And it was like,
We felt it in our... You know, and our fake countertops.
The last time we felt something like that, and Buzz will back me up on this, there seriously was an earthquake.
There was an earthquake.
Yeah, centered somewhere like up in Pennsylvania.
And this was pounding, though. The floor was shaking.
This is a woman in the office next door to us.
This is someone who desperately wanted popcorn.
She must be pissed.
Yeah.
I can't get my popcorn!
Yeah, the rich people die every year by shaking these vending machines, and then the machine falls over and kills them. She's lucky to be alive.
Those are always great stories, incidentally, Buzz.
I shook one the other day upstairs.
Yeah, be careful.
I got a Baby Ruth, and it just sort of stuck there.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
All right, well, Rob Fines, sir, listen, I got a lot of stuff I wanted to say. And everybody, stop it with the Kobe stuff, okay?
Yeah.
Knock it off. Everybody's got some great guesses, but just knock it off.
Play it home.
Remember last week we talked about Blair from the Facts of Life?
Yes, lovely Blair.
The girl who woman who says put hot sauce on the kids'
tongue. Yes, nasty.
Well, I'm watching Good Morning America yesterday, and she was on, and they did Point Counterpoint, where they had three different people on Good Morning America. They had Lisa Welchel. Is that how you pronounce it?
I think so, Welchel, yeah.
Blair from The Facts of Life. They had her, and then they had a woman and her daughter, and the woman and daughter had been living their whole lives. The daughter was about 19. The mom had hot sauced her whole life. Mm-hmm. And then they had someone who was against it. Mm-hmm. So you had the three boxes on TV. You had the girl.
She had two, four, and one against.
Correct. Mm. And one of
typical
the things,
ABC.
One of the things that this lady, this Blair from The Facts of Life, right, said, that caught my ear. I wrote it down. She said, now she's got a book out. We're trying to book her on the show. Yeah. Because this whole hot sauce thing caught our eye. You know,
because, I mean, I do think it's somewhat abusive. It's a vile act involving the face.
Here's the thing. When your kid says something like back talks or says, I don't feel like doing that, what you do is you get Tabasco and you put it on their tongue. And it reminds them. So then while she's on TV, and I made sure now that we're getting the tape of this, but I wrote it down as I heard it. Here is another tip from her book, mm-hmm, right, from Lisa Welchel. Quote,
we have the late, look who it is.
You have to promise not to use her name.
Okay, we won't.
All right. For the sake of argument, your name will be Melinda. How's that? Melinda.
Hi there, Melinda.
You are, this is a lovely young woman.
Yes. What were you doing to the popcorn machine? We could hear it all the way through the walls.
It was stuck, and I was shaking it to get it out.
Do you realize that we felt on the floor and through, I mean, you're all the way down there in this part of the building. You were angry at that machine, weren't you?
I did not have that much power. Come on.
Well, incredible.
Oh, yes, you do.
Honey, we heard a bump, 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 and we felt our consoles move.
Yeah. Of course.
I mean, I mean that literally, we felt the consoles.
We were scared. Did you get your popcorn out of the machine?
No, it's stuck.
It's still stuck.
Why don't you go back and bang on it? If you go back and bang on it again now and we turn all of our microphones on, maybe we'll be able to hear it on the air.
Yeah, but Buzz has a warning, too.
Be careful, because a lot of people are killed every year by vending machines tipping over on them.
Very careful. Statistically, vending machines kill people because they do that. And especially somebody who's petite like you, you can be crushed by it.
That's right.
So be careful. Now, she's looking like, you know, hey.
She might need a spotter.
Because now if we told her to go back and do it and she was killed, I'd feel guilty.
Yeah.
But hey, it would be great for the ratings.
Go try it again, would you please? I'm
scared her.
I'm not kidding. We heard the thing, and if we're all very quiet, and you do the exact same thing, if I turn all the microphones up all the way and we're quiet, the people listening will be able to hear the same thing we heard.
You really want me to go do it?
Please.
Yeah, please do. Please. Because, I mean, we actually felt it. We really did. This will be fascinating. This really will.
Or it'll really suck.
It'll really suck. There she goes.
It'll probably really suck. But maybe there's a chance.
But we warned her that she could be killed.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a chance that you'll be able to hear what we heard.
Hope someone spots her.
So we'll wait for you. I don't think she has a problem with spotting.
Yeah.
There's
no way of knowing, really.
You know, I got the impression she would rather have a vending machine fall on her than come on the program today.
And she doesn't even work for this company. She works for someone else in the building.
I was going to ask her to explain what the company does, but I don't know.
Another time, perhaps.
She's easy on the eye. That's
for sure. Let's all be quiet.
I haven't noticed.
Let's all be quiet and see if we can hear.
Okay. And then if you hear the boom, and that's it, she did it.
But everybody, you all heard the boom, 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 boom.
I think
right?
So, yeah.
Yeah, what do you mean? You think so?
She got it. We heard that.
I heard
that. Let's give her a round of applause.
Yeah, thank you.
Think she got her popcorn?
Thank you very much. Why don't you go bring her back in?
Okay.
And let's find out.
Oh, wait, she's doing it again.
She still hasn't gotten it.
Oh, dear.
You want her back?
Yeah.
Yeah, get her back.
Yeah. Play some great Carole King song. Hey, the lights just dim.
5-11. I feel the earth move.
Rob, look at you. Rob, give you a look like you were crazy with her.
You really want me to get her? Why?
So I want to put some hot sauce on her tongue.
Do I have to?
Okay, hold on. Here's the thing about the Blair.
It's a girl.
Here's the thing about Blair. Although, you know what? The asexual Rob Spiewak did actually respond when you said she's handsome.
Yeah, he said
something that would indicate Rob Spiewak. He said something that would indicate he does have feeling below his belly button. He's not numb down there.
Now, is Rob helping her? My God, it's a well-built building, isn't it?
It's not that big a woman.
It's a pretty professional building we broadcast from, don't you think so?
We're trying to get the popcorn out.
Lady Spish, she couldn't get her popcorn.
Listen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sounds like maybe they got it.
Maybe they got it out.
How can you tell? Rob will come back.
Only because the pounding stopped.
Well, maybe she's getting some help from Rob.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'll get it.
The gentle giant.
Damn, popcorn.
Big Herman.
Rob comes
feet.
Down carrying the popcorn machine. All right, here comes Rob.
And here
she comes. I think she's
again.
Got something in her hand.
Maybe she finally got the popcorn. Damn. I think everybody was able to hear the thump, thump, thump that time.
Let's see. So. Did she get it?
And yeah. You get your popcorn? No!
No! Actually, that last thump was my attempt. I think it's
I thought
thump.
You might be helping. Yeah.
We're going to have to put another dollar in.
Really? You still did not get your popcorn?
You have a dollar?
I got a dollar.
Does it take
dollar.
Dollars, or can we do you have to put
Here's
it in?
Here's a dollar.
Buzz
is coming over.
Buzz can't wait to help. Buzz can't.
Very good.
Choked up, took his headphones off.
There's Buzz.
There's Buzz with his tight
Buzz,
shirt.
Buzz, I've never seen you move quite that quickly.
Hey,
my lady needed popcorn.
Do you think Buzz's Welcome. Shirt is tight?
It looks good. Don't let him.
Thank you. Thank you, Melinda.
Don't let
You're welcome.
God bless
you.
Don't let
you
know, what?
Don't let them. Don't let those pigs. Don't let those
said,
pigs.
Don't let them.
Don't
them.
Let, yeah, she said it looks good.
I
don't let them.
Finish.
It's us and him. It's the way it always will be.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what exactly, what monkey business do you do over there?
Yeah, exactly. We've always wanted to know. What is it?
What is it?
Mortgage.
It's a mortgage company.
All right, we'll go buy some popcorn. That's from your friend, the handsome Buzz Burbank.
That's from Buzz.
Enjoy. That's the daughter from Buzz.
Enjoy.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Melinda.
Oh, and Melinda, I can feel the earth under my feet.
That's for you.
You might ask her if she wants some butter on that popcorn, Buzz. I bet if you're really being a generous host.
Show's kind of had kind of a theme today.
You know whose fault that is?
Katzenberg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he started the tone. Mm-hmm.
Everything's Katzenberg.
Sexpot.
Sexpot. S-P-K.
So listen, here's...
Fine, I want to hear that popcorn fall.
The last tip... Forget all this other stuff. Read it tomorrow. The last tip... About raising your kids from this broad on the facts of life.
Yeah, what happened with hot
sauce?
Okay,
so besides the hot sauce, here's another tip. If your little one balks at holding your hand while in a parking lot or crossing the street, you give the little child a choice. You remind the child, I can either hold your hand or I can hold your hair.
Nice.
That's from the hot sauce mommy, Blair from the Facts of Life.
Man, way to raise a serial killer.
She homeschools, don't you know?
Yeah. I think we're trying to get her on the show. Listen, call now for a phone scan. Hey, Beth Ann?
Yeah?
How are we doing with getting that girl from the Facts of Life on about the hot saucing thing?
Well, she's going to be on 2020 in October, and that's when they want us to do it, right around then.
Ah. All right.
Well, it'll still be timely. I think abuse is timely at all times.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
It's always easy.
Phone scan next, 877-365-3636.
You want to do a quick call to Colette. She can stick her head in and see if the popcorn has been resolved.
Okay.
Because we need closure on this, Rob.
Please. Phone scan next. Live on screen calls.
I could go.
WJFK.
Hey, Colette. It's
hey.
Mike. Hey, did the girl... Buzz. Did the girl get her popcorn?
I'm not sure. I'll go check.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good.
877-365-3636. She just hang up on me?
Yeah, well, she ran to check on the popcorn.
From Canada, from Mexico. 800-636-1067.
Washington, D.C., 202-432.
Oh, she's not moving that slowly, Rob.
Stop it, you guys.
You're crazy.
I'm crazy.
I like you.
I like you.
I like you. You're crazy.
We're going to find out momentarily.
Yes. Here we go.
Two rings.
Well, she had to get up and go see.
Mm-hmm.
Through the locked door.
Rob,
yes.
you're on a roll today. You are Roy's mom, Colette.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I hear it again.
That doesn't sound good.
You know what this means? Two things of popcorn are stuck.
What did you? I didn't hear the pounding.
Yeah.
Did you hear the pounding again?
Yeah.
I have more dollars.
Oh, that was Colette.
Falling.
Oh, my God. No.
Colette? Oh, now there's no one at the front desk.
Oh, now the inmates are running the asylum.
This is cuckoo.
Who will give the first impression?
Hey, Colette?
Yes?
Did the girl get her popcorn?
No.
Oh, no.
There's two bags of popcorn stuck now.
Two bags of popcorn are
I'll
stuck.
I'll be right there.
All righty.
Okay, thank you.
We'll all be there.
I'll tag along.
Phone scan coming next.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I flopped the nut straight.
Stop the
That is it!
That's it. What the f*** are you talking about? That's it. Take it down, Ted!
Yes! No more! No! Not tonight! This son of bitch all night, he... Chick, chick, chick! He trapped me!
Well, are you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Yes! Yes! He beats me. Straight up. Pay that man his money.
The Don and Mike Show.
They only hit you because they love you. Don and Mike.
Thank you, Dude Walker. Here's the station break. That would be Pittsburgh. WURP. Superior. Wisconsin, also serving Duluth, Minnesota. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'll tell you in a minute.
WGEE. Fresno, California, 105.9, KKVG, and 92.9 WBUF, Buffalo.
Okay, how you doing?
Okay, what?
That mic. Why don't we let this man tell you about what happened out during the break at the popcorn machine.
Okay, phone scan, here we go.
Mike is
flexing right now.
Well, it's because he's so strong. He's amazingly strong. You should have seen it.
It was pretty amazing to see.
What happened?
His incredible strength. First, he shoved me out of the way, and then he ran to the aid of the woman who was trying to get the bag of popcorn out of the machine.
Yes, I did.
Easily. He shook the machine, and the two bags of popcorn she'd pay for,
wow,
bang, came popping out of the machine. The crowd went wild. A crowd had gathered.
Have you ever heard?
It was pretty amazing, and he has told it exactly as it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I ran to the machine. I did cast Buzz aside.
Yes.
I grabbed the machine with both of these Tahitian war clubs.
Oh, God.
And what I did was, it was a quick jerk.
Uh-huh.
Because it was effortless for
me. Awed the crowd.
And as soon as I went, you know how you heard that thing going, bum, 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 bum?
Mm-hmm.
What I did was use, well, not all of my strength, but a great deal of it.
Okay.
Of my Herculean strength.
Okay.
And as it fell back down to earth.
Hercules.
The popcorn bags, they didn't fall.
No, they shot.
They shot out.
Shot out of the machine.
Of their little tube.
Congratulations.
And everyone was applauding.
Yes.
And then the young lady, like, went off into the sunset, and I said, glad to have been of some assistance.
Do I look any different?
No.
Well, I should, because I am playing Hercules.
877-365-3636. That's so the fun scan. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Did you really push... Did you really... Hold on a second, my friend. Did you really push Buzz aside?
Nah, that party made up.
Nah, it was just for fun.
Okay.
And I just shook it once, and I got lucky.
The rest was screwed. The crowd did cheer.
Was there a crowd?
And I shall kill you if you do not temper thy tongue.
Sorry. Right.
Are you f***ing insane, Hank?
I know not this Hank you speak of. As of this day, when you cast your eye upon me, you shall see only one man, and that man is...
That's right.
That's how it went down.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly how it happened.
Here we go with the phone scan. Hi there, you're on the air. Thank you for waiting.
Don and Mike, Radio Guy.
Howdy.
Yes, yesterday I tuned you in just a little late, and you were playing a Rick James song that I actually play keyboards on, and I missed what you were saying about him. I don't know if you guys were a fan or...
Sure.
You know. Rick James, hold on, you played keyboards on You and I?
You and I, and I co-wrote Mary Jane with him.
Did you really?
Don't you remember what you said yesterday?
What, bro?
The keyboard sucked.
No.
Everything about Rick James is great except the keyboards. No.
That's a joke.
Kidding. That was simply a joke.
No, did you really?
Yes.
Because in a lot of ways, that's the best part of it, especially You and I, the very beginning. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Let me give you a little trivia, too. Rick was a great guy, and you know, the money kind of bugged him out like it does a lot of them.
Yeah.
But,
Are
you familiar with Mary Jane?
How do you mean?
The song.
Well, I'm familiar with the Mary Jane girls who worked with Rick James.
Okay, right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we were all from Buffalo, but on that same album, it's the first album called Come Get It. We did a song entitled Mary Jane, and a lot of people thought it was about a girl.
I bet it wasn't about a girl at all.
It surely wasn't. And what what we did, there's a line in the second verse where he says, I'm in love with Mary Jane. I'm not the only one.
Uh-huh.
If marijuana play around, I let her have her fun. And everybody thought he was saying, if Mary wants to play around.
I get it.
Now, what's your name? Let's give you credit.
His name is Billy Nunn, N-U-N-N.
Billy Nunn. Good
Billy
work.
Nunn. I'm calling from Vegas, but I live in Vegas, but I'm from Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a lot of pictures. I don't know. I didn't want to mention my website, but a lot of pictures of Rick and me on there and a lot of other people.
Go ahead. You can mention your website.
Oh, it's www.billynunn.com.
And you're still active in the music industry?
In fact, what we're doing now, I play a lot in Vegas here, all the casinos,
right.
Caesars. And what we're doing is we're actually in the process of getting the original Stone City band back together,
cool.
And going on tour with the Mary Jane Girls and Tina Marie.
Did you go to Rick James Memorial by any chance?
You know what? 3 days before he passed, I was in Buffalo that week because I played what they call a Pine Grill reunion, and it's a real big deal there. As soon as I got back to Vegas Wednesday night, then I got the call that he had passed Friday. And so I wasn't able to schedule to go back.
Do you laugh at Chappelle?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I mean, how great is that? I'm Rick James, bitch!
Oh, yeah. In fact, we're all going to have t-shirts made up. Mine will say, I'm Rick James, keyboard player, bitch.
That's great.
You know, the bass player have his, yeah.
Oh,
but hey, man, I listen to you guys every day. Love you. The whole show is great, and I've been listening for years.
Thank you, Billy Nunn. We can't find it, Rob,
I can
right?
I find it, Super Freak.
I had it yesterday. Do you play on Super Freak?
No, I didn't play on Super Freak.
Nope, screw it. Anyway, I like You and I better anyway. I mean the song.
Okay, I'm glad you did. Yeah.
All right, Billy.
If you get a chance, that same album, listen to Mary Jane.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, my friend.
Billy Nunn, thank you for calling the show.
See you, Billy Nunn. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
You know, hold on a second. Now that's going to drive me crazy.
Where the song is?
Yeah, because I did play it yesterday. This is with my goddamn ADD. I really hate having ADD. No, it wasn't on that one. It was on one of these. It was on one of the white-labeled CDs.
Well, you look, can I tell you what I heard about the memorial service and the reason I asked Billy about
what you
asked him? At the memorial, I heard that people were blowing marijuana smoke and also cocaine powder into the face of Rick James' portrait. That was propped up at the memorial because they believed that Rick would want it that way.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, can't find it.
Oh, amazing.
And also the Mary Jane Girls, who was a group that he, you know, Rick James founded.
In my house.
Sent a lovely display of flowers in the shape of a joint.
Really?
It looked just like a joint.
Well, wow. You love it in life, you love it in death.
Hey, listen, hello, you're on the air. Sorry about that, making you wait. I can't find the goddamn record. It's driving me nuts.
It must be somewhere.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going great, thanks.
Hey, Mary Jane was about weed? No way!
That's what I said.
Everyone's shocked. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hi.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. I have two words for you.
Yes.
More Charlie.
More Charlie. Charlie would love to hear that. Unfortunately, he can't be with us today, but he may be around soon.
We just had a lot of Charlie when there was the hurricane, Charlie.
He's not dead, Rob.
It
Charlie
was so
is
funny.
Not dead.
He was only dead when you were losing your voice.
This is true.
That's when he was dying.
That still happens occasionally.
But he's alive now.
Yes, he is.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hey, Mike, you are a hero. Maybe someday you can run for president.
Thank you.
And
I've thought about it. I have seriously given it some thought.
You have something to fall back on now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to say the September 11th gay party would be an excellent opportunity for you to wear your blue and orange tuxedos.
Blue
the
and
dumb
orange?
Dumber one?
It's a Dumb and Dumber.
Well, we don't have them. I mean,
we talked about it, but...
Well, you had mentioned that you wondered when a good opportunity where those would be, and
well, we don't have them. We don't
well,
have.
You got to go rent them.
Go rent them. Okay. So only Mike would make a good president.
Well, if he was injured during the incident.
If he was injured during what incident?
The
his heroic
popcorn machine.
Popcorn saving.
You got them nettled.
I think it's kind of in a roundabout way referring to the Purple Heart.
Yes. Okay. Okay. All
yes,
right. Goodbye. Jerry Seinfeld checking in. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Someone will have to tell me when the high level, when the A-level comedians are calling mm-hmm. in to do their shtick with us.
God, people.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Mr. President.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing fine. Thank you.
Hey, Don, are we going to see you up at Raven Stadium again this year?
You going to go up there?
The Ravens game? Yes, sir.
Good.
Yes, sir. I'm going to be going to at least, I think, 4 Ravens games this year.
Are you plugged in with the new administration a little
yes,
bit?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
I want to say hi to Steve Biscotti. I know that's not how you say his last name, but I want to say, hey, what's happening, Steve-O?
It certainly answers that.
What's happening? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buddies!
Hey, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, you know, I moved from Seattle recently back to Spokane, so I get you guys back, so thank God.
Right.
Hey, you know, my new favorite thing is your Larry King, you know, you're not born, you're made in a toy factory. If you hear at the end of that, there's a horrified child for just a second on that clip.
Yes, there is.
True.
And that makes me laugh. It's almost as funny as stay cool, stay cool. So.
Okay. You were not born, you were made in a toy factory.
This little kid. Yeah, little kid. He's just horrified. So, guys, you're the best. Keep it up, and love you. Bye.
Bye, bye.
Exactly. You know, I often ponder this. What is too much?
I don't know.
I don't know, but you know what you love.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Isn't that right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Don and Mike Show phone scan. Hello.
Well, hello, Don and Mike.
Well, hello there.
Hi there.
I am a fourth-year senior at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Okay.
And was wondering if you were having the book.
Just hang up on that guy.
Hello,
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, fellas, I just wanted to see how you felt about Opie and Anthony getting a job on XM Satellite.
Let me see. The word starts with O and ends with N. It means being irrelevant, off the face. Oh, oblivion. That's how I feel about it.
Okay, just thought I might throw that in.
It's too bad the two guys who are so scary talented couldn't get a job in regular radio. But don't worry, I'm sure that all the guys in the ONA army like you who have to call guys who still have real radio jobs, I'm sure that the free advertising will really help.
No, they're not nearly as good as you. Don't worry about that.
Well,
I think he might have been actually just calling.
Yeah. Think so?
I really do.
Off with his head, I say.
Off with his head.
Off with his head.
Once you're our enemy, you're always our enemy.
I was never an enemy.
No, not you. I'm talking about the other guys.
But really, just stay on the phone and damage the relationship more.
It's time to eject, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Oblivion.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hold on a second. We finally found Rick James, you and I.
There it is. Thank God.
Oh, that's nice. Rick James, everybody.
Watch her cooking for Biddle's Grace.
With Billy Nunn.
Watch her cooking for Biddle's
Grace. Gonna go all the way.
What's for supper? What do you got?
What do you got, Granny?
Let me take a peek in my pot.
What do you see, Granny?
What do we got?
Oh, we got owl soup, jowl soup, and a little fowl soup. Fried bits, fried.
When do we get to our fish? Next chorus?
He will be missed.
Jelly, that's what's a cooking.
Rick James.
And Billy Nunn. Doggies.
And Granny, what else we got?
Yeah, Granny, what else we got?
God.
Yeah.
Hey, are you still there?
Yes.
On the phone?
Yes.
Give me 1 second.
What else do you got?
Another peek in my pot.
Where's the fish?
Granny? Yeah, are you looking, Granny?
Yeah, I see fish.
Oh, there you go. Anyway, what can we do for you?
Hey, did you guys have on Jeffrey Katzenberg to talk about Siegfried and Roy's new show and Roy's mom on the same day, just for fun?
Hey, that's somebody who's thinking a little bit.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Radio Gods.
Hi, this is the phone scan. Hello.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Great. I just wondered, when is 24 coming back?
When is 24? Is it going to be in the fall?
Here's the thing with Fox. It's screwed up because of baseball. None of the Fox shows start, like, in September or October.
I believe that 24 comes back in January and will run for 24 consecutive weeks without reruns or interruption.
Oh, they promise. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. This is Steve from Portland. Just wanted to call and say, you know, I've been listening to you guys for, what, you've been out here for a couple months now?
Portland, Oregon?
Or Portland, Maine?
Feels like it.
Portland, Oregon, Max 910.
Right. See, we're on in both Portlands. Okay, so you like the show?
I'm just calling to say you're doing a great job. You
Thanks.
Replaced a couple other guys out here.
Right, okay. See ya. Bye. Hi, Don and Mike show. I mean, he was nice, but come on.
He met
Move it along.
That's
yeah,
right.
Say? I love it. Don and Mike show.
Come on.
Entertainment. Hello, Don, Mike, and Rob, eh?
Hi there.
Good men, all of you.
Thank you. Please do not be forgetting Buzz.
I'm taking umbrage with that one named Slick, Deviant, Liberal Newsman.
Oh, I have two names.
Yeah, he's got a Burbank on the end of that, Buzz.
I'll cop to the rest of that, but I have two names.
What's your
Buzz, vending machines don't kill people. People who abuse vending machines kill people.
Right. You're right, sir.
Get out of here.
I didn't abuse it. I just taught it a lesson.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Two names.
That's what Rob says about his wife.
Yes, absolutely.
I didn't abuse her.
Just taught her a lesson.
Lesson time.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I love the Larry. You know the Larry King laugh? Is it possible you can mix that with the Joe Gibbs laugh from his first press conference?
I'm going to have to put them on separate machines.
Oh, my God. I would love to hear how the two sound together.
Well, you know what Larry wants to hear?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Hear, see, smell.
Now, hold on a second.
Thank you.
You know, this goddamn machine.
Hold it. What?
Have Mike shake it.
You can keep
going. All right, now Mike,
you're both. I'm going to go back there so I can do that. And we can end the phone scan, and I can find the Gibbs lamp as well.
All right, there's Gibbs. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, phone scan, you're the last caller.
Outstanding. Fantastic.
Good.
Mike, Red Sox, 4.5 games, buddy. What do you think?
I think it's going to be very, very difficult for the Red Sox to do it, really, because of the schedule they have, but I am excited. I'm about as excited as I've been all season long.
You know we're going to fold, man.
Hold on.
And that's the whole point.
Let's not forget.
We do it every friggin' year.
For the purpose of our bet, it's 6.5.
No. I have to give Tom Gavin a full body massage.
Nice. Nothing below the belt.
Below the belt.
Yeah,
Based on the
Red Sox achieving 4.5 games, we made it surgical gloves, which is
good. You're gone.
I can't even say that kiddingly.
No, not even kiddingly.
Someone might
misinterpret it. Yeah, somebody might get it wrong.
All right, well, he said something funny, and then I said something funny.
He was talking about the bet.
I can't say it anymore. Anyway, guy on the phone, you're the last person. If you can hear me now, they cut you off. They cut off the phones. You've got the $20 Tower Records gift card. Tower Records in your collection, dude.
Yeah.
So that's for you on the phone there.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for saying something funny that we couldn't put on the radio.
I was reading, you asked about magic numbers. I was reading some numbers in the paper today as far as, what's going to have to happen.
Right.
And it would give you a little more than you already have.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure I won that bet already.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm looking at InsideRadio.com. I know we got to do a break, but right here now, this is a little troubling.
What?
Because of what we have coming up next on the show. We have a segment coming up with a newsmaker on the show.
Mm-hmm.
However, I see that we're being two-timed.
Okay.
So I'll read you the headline, InsideRadio.com. President Bush shows up on Rush Limbaugh's show today.
Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
The president spoke by phone from Des Moines for 12 minutes and worked on clarifying yesterday's remark about winning the war on terror. Rush Limbaugh asked him about the linkage between the war on terror, blah, 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 blah. So, mm-hmm. 12 minutes with Rush Limbaugh today.
Mm-hmm.
12 freaking minutes with Rush Limbaugh.
Pretty amazing.
I thought we owed that guy.
Yeah, I thought.
And I thought we owned him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I thought we owed him, and I thought that we owned him.
Well, he owes us.
Mm-hmm. We owed him, of course, for his many years of service.
Maybe we could get him to clarify his position. What is it? Are we winning or are we losing?
Yeah. And also, let's clarify the position about what radio show he's going to go on.
Amen.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we'll hook it up with George Bush live from...
Where is he now?
Hold on, I'll check.
Well, he might be somewhere else now.
Oh, well,
he might be flying.
Spoke by phone from Des Moines.
Yeah, he might be out of Des Moines.
Could be on our chat.
Do you think it'll be a phone connection, Mike, or a satellite connection?
I think it might be a satellite connection, and it might be a secret location.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Huh?
No, he's not retarded.
Hold on a second.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
promoting voluntary sterilization.
Thank you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Let me see. Tomorrow on the show, we'll have some royalty. I got a chance right here.
The Don and Mike Show.
See, that would have worked if I would have stopped it. Right when it goes bum, bum, bum.
Right.
What? Yeah, start it over.
All right, try it again.
Yeah. Now, let me see now. Tomorrow on the show. Well, hold on. Let me just do this intro thing. Okay. Stop it.
The Don and Mike Show.
How tight was that? That's tighter than a nun, folks.
Yeah.
Tomorrow on the show, we'll have some royalty on. Live from Buffalo, New York, your 2004 Wing King.
Oh, fantastic.
What?
His Royal Majesty.
Tomorrow.
Your Royal Majesty?
Wing King. Also, listen to this tomorrow. This is another good one. Some guy named Phil Pritchard. The name means nothing. Phil?
Phil?
You know how the hockey players all take the Stanley Cup everywhere?
Yes.
And they take it to bars and they take it to...
Strange things have been done to that pictures. Stanley Cup. Yeah,
correct. Mm-hmm. Well, now there's one guy and his only job is to make sure that no one screws with the Stanley Cup. The NHL has hired a one-man security team. And he will be on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe he can tell us what's happened so far.
also tomorrow, the fantasy football draft.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be happening along with some drinking halfway through the show tomorrow.
Right.
Then Thursday, which is our last show of the summer, don't flip out. We'll be going on vacation for our Labor Day holiday. Mm-hmm. But Thursday, we'll have a full show. We'll have Dave Price from CBS.
Good.
And also... finally, somebody from The Apprentice I want to talk to.
Ah.
The guy that won the show last year.
Right. Ah.
Bill. Remember when we had the Nimrod on last time?
Yeah, guy we had the terrible fight with.
Wisely. We had to get the Nimrod to get the guy who won the show last year because here's why he's a good get.
Mm-hmm.
How's the job working out?
Yeah, exactly.
He's the guy that won the job from Donald Trump and now a year later...
Once the cameras go off, what's happening?
How is it? So that's all the stuff that's happening on the show. Bush. Right. Now, do we have the
president.
We got the hookup thing? I'm not sure exactly where he is. But I know that, man, I got the red ass because he was on the Rush Limbaugh show today.
The nerve. That's
right. I want crunchy.
Hello? Crunchy Cheetos.
Hello?
I want the not the cat, the puppy. Hold on a second.
Hello? George?
Don, are you there?
W.
Well, how are you?
Let me clean this up a little bit. W.
How are you, Don?
Test one.
Test check. One, two. Hello, are you there?
I got you. Okay, we got it.
I'm
we
taking
got
care
it.
Of some business. Just one second here.
Lock it in. I'd like the puffy, not the puffy, the crunchy Cheetos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in a bowl.
You can eat.
Hi, Don. Hey, first off, you ready for the convention?
Yes, we are very excited about the speech that I will give to clarify my positions on security and strength in the United States of America.
I thought we had a deal. Here was the deal. When I said we owed you, you know I voted for you last time.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, Don. I just want to say thank you.
And you know why
thank
I voted?
For supporting this country. And so a patriotic vote is a vote for W.
I voted for you last time because...
W-W-04.
4 years ago, I guess I was retarded, but I did vote for you. And in return, I thought that what we were going to get was 4 years of exclusivity from you.
Hold on a sec. You have called me during an important time during my day. It is snack time. And I apologize, but I have to wash this down. Hold on.
Okay.
There. Well. Oh, that is awful. Laura bought this all-natural peanut butter, and it ain't worth jack. Man, that's nasty.
Here's the thing. You know, either
organic. She's, you know, don't buy the stuff from Tree Huggers. That's what I tell her.
We owe you. We own you. I'm not sure exactly what it is. I voted for you.
I understand
you. We put
concerned.
You on the show. And then today I go to InsideRadio.com, and you're on Rush Limbaugh's show.
I have to tell you, I have to mobilize the base of the party. It's important to go on certain programs. I hope you understand, Don, I was not doing it as a personal affront to you. I was basically just trying to mobilize and centralize my base of power because those are the people I need to speak with, and I realize you
you reach a much more diversified and challenged audience.
Well, then here's what I need you to admit now. Yes. And you're on the air with us.
And
now.
I'm putting out some fire, son. I got to tell you something right now. I've got a major, major storm that I'm trying to quell.
What's wrong now?
Well, I've made this foolish statement that we cannot win the war on terrorism.
A truthful statement.
I whisper it. I whisper it because I should not have said that. And I'd like to clarify. We will win.
How?
We will prevail.
How?
Mission accomplished.
How? Well, the mission is not accomplished.
We couldn't. I'm sorry. I got confused.
Your quote was, we can't win the war.
Quotes are strange, Don. You can't believe everything you read, especially in that pinko New York Times. That's basically a mouthpiece from those who would attempt to destroy my brothers.
Here's what I care about first and foremost.
Path of the righteous, man.
You're on another show today.
Yes.
Now you tell me, in front of all of these people, what have you said behind his back when you and I have had our private conversation?
Well, that's what you don't understand.
About Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, Rush, you understand, I didn't just go on the show. I was going undercover to investigate his pill problem.
Ah.
And listen, the only time I do Chubby, is when I've got to go to the convention. Chubby basically has me on only during the real important times, and it was just a must do. You understand? I got honeydews all the time. You know, she makes me do these things. Laura said, you know, I'm speaking tonight. Why don't you go on Chubby's show? Just so you can grease the skids, so to speak.
What do you call us? If you call him Chubby, what do you call us?
My close personal friends, Don and Mike.
No, come on. What do you call us behind our backs?
I call you Trouble Boys.
Trouble Boys?
You're my two Trouble Boys.
You're proud of them.
It's a guilty pleasure. I don't mind telling you, my two Trouble Boys are fantastic. But I really hope you can forgive me. Find it in your heart as a Christian to forgive me for going on Chubby Mr. Deaf show.
Listen, pound sand, because here's the truth.
Now, that's not kind.
I'm not voting for you this time. You know that, so you're not going to get the free ride on this show.
I understand you are saying that to your listeners, but
no.
Say, in your heart of hearts, I hope you're going to reconsider.
No, I'm not.
And please, the one thing I want us to... Can I just make one statement to all of your listeners?
Sure.
The president.
This is your President W.
For now.
I want to make sure, whatever Americans do, please do not watch the debates. They will not be worthwhile.
Really?
Because I will be speaking the truth, and I will be going up a conjurer who will try to, like Satan, create an illusion in your mind, and it is not correct.
So tonight, you
please, that's the most important thing. Watch my speech, and then don't watch the debates.
You've got tonight.
They are a useless tool of the media elite.
Arnold Schwarzenegger tonight will be speaking. Elizabeth Hasselbeck will be speaking.
Can I say something about Arnold? I just want to say this. I tell you, Arnold Schwarzenegger is a deeply, deeply wonderful man. A smart man, a brilliant man. He is one of the wonderful stars of our party, and I am just tickled that he is going to be on primetime television.
Excuse me?
Because he looks good on the television with his muscles.
Yes.
Hold on now.
I'm so pleased.
I'm going to have to ask you, in private conversations, when we were speaking last year at the White House during during Arnold's run for the governorship.
Right. Sure.
True or false, when you and I spoke, mano y mano.
Mano y mano. I love when you use the Mexican talk.
Mm-hmm. Did you not call him that Nazi moron?
I didn't mean it.
But you did.
Just like the thing about the terrorists, okay? I didn't really mean that. There's pressure on the campaign trail. I'd like to point out, I'm still your president.
Okay? I know you are.
Yeah. I'm still your president.
I know you are.
I'm doing all these things, all right? And I called him a crazy crowd. That's what I said.
But that was not a nutty Nazi. It was a crazy crowd.
Crazy crowd. I don't use that Nazi word. I don't like that. It's a bad word. It's a bad word.
Why is it a bad word?
I don't know.
You don't know why Nazi is a bad word?
Yes, because they were evil people.
Why were they? Okay, name somebody else evil besides Nazis.
Evil people. Well, the people that are trying to destroy this country. The Michael Moorers, those people, the legions of the Michael Moore people.
Hold on. You mean Michael Moore? I'm throwing you the softball of all softballs.
Abe Lincoln.
Wrong?
What?
Yeah, no.
I'm throwing you the... Osama bin Laden would be an acceptable answer.
Osama. Uh-huh. Osama bin Laden is a bad man, and we will get him, and he will be brought to justice, and we shall win and prevail.
But I thought...
I was yelled at by my party handlers when I said we would not win.
Yeah, because how can we prevail when, on the other hand, I'm reading a quote from you where you say we can't win?
I have the book. They've given me a book now to remind myself. It is wallet size. It is a tiny little thing that I carry with me with the prime directives, all right?
Good.
Do not say we will lose. Do not admit defeat. And whatever you do, do not apologize for anything. And avoid Michael Moore.
You know, he was at the convention last night.
I tried to have that not happen, but unfortunately, we live in a free society,
yes.
So I could not implement my plan to have him put in the trunk of a car.
And incidentally, can I tell you something? Great planning on the Bushes.
I'd like to make a statement.
Oh, what's that, sir?
Winston Churchill was not ill. How about sure. that? Is that a good
compared to him?
Yeah, you know,
a great man indeed.
That's what I like, how they have to stand up for him last night at the convention. Right. They said, I don't know who it was, Giuliani. Giuliani was a pretty powerful speaker.
Yes. Awesome.
Here's the only
you say.
Here's the only way he could defend you. He said,
watching those people.
He said, they made fun of Winston Churchill, mm-hmm. and they made fun of Ronald Reagan.
Yes, this is true. And that, you know, they're trying to help, but I get so, there's only one word that I can use.
What?
Jealousy. They're so good with words, man, and they're so good the way they communicate. And they
but if you would
just
talk, if you would speak from the heart, the way you do when we have these chats on the radio,
I'd love to speak from the heart. Like I'd like to talk about this organic peanut butter that will not cross my W palate again. I think it's the foulest stuff I've ever put on my mouth, son. It's nasty stuff. Why do we have to have perfectly good Skippy, Jif, and all the other peanut butters, especially with crunchy kind, and she buys this crap that just came out of some, you know, it's terrible. I don't like it.
You know what?
I like Peter Pan.
We got a guy on the satellite now. I know you can't see him. You want to see if you can guess who it is?
Someone's on a satellite? You mean you're communicating? Is this the secure line, son?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Larry.
Oh. I'm Larry.
Larry King, how are you?
I'm boy.
A boy. What you talking about, Larry?
I'm lying in bed.
Yeah? What you think?
I'm curious. I want to know why.
I love Larry King.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, that's the kind of show I like to go on. I tell you, LK is so smart. Yeah, yeah. He's got a great sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes not.
Nah, you do, Larry. Don't sell yourself short. It's great
to
have
funny.
You. That was funny. It's good to have you on the show with Don.
I think I look better now. I know I think I feel better now.
That's good, Larry. How come you're on the show with the Trouble Boys? What's the problem here? I don't understand this.
Oh, the machine has just grabbed us.
What machine?
The machine is just...
That hooks us up with Larry.
Your satellite machine?
Yeah. The
satellite machine.
You're talking to me on the satellite machine. Is your microphone machine working?
Hold on. What do you like? See, I can't even get the...
I've lost the signal.
I also like the Jay Leno. He's good, man. I tell you, he's a funny guy.
Colorful show.
That's the best show. I don't like that smart ass that's on your network.
Who?
His name?
David Letterman?
Yeah, that fellow with the tooth.
You don't like David Letterman?
I don't care for that. I like Jay Leno. He's got a good show. Lots of color. Very
King.
Colorful.
Larry King, are you back on the satellite?
Yes.
Hello, Larry. It's good to hear you. This is your president right here. How are you, Larry? Is the machine broken again?
Screw it. Forget it.
Now, that's not the kind of talk a good Christian talks.
What are you looking for? Hello? No, I'm looking for Larry of the Corner.
Okay,
but now that I have to ask for it, forget it.
What do you mean I'm Larry of the Corner? You're confusing your president over here. I wanted to talk about peanut butter.
It's all right.
Why are you attempting to destroy me?
We're not.
Just trying to get Larry. Are you conjuring?
I'm not conjuring.
Are you
I'm Larry.
All right.
Come boy.
Wait a minute. I've just come to a clue. You're playing tapes.
Hold on. Ask Larry King. Ask him yourself.
All right.
Are we playing tapes?
Are you?
Nope.
Yes, you are. Those are tapes. That's not you, Larry.
Nope.
Well, what is it? What in the Sam Hill is it? You or not, Larry? What's going on?
You got to be kidding me.
I'm not kidding anybody. I want to.
I'm Larry of the Corner.
Let's talk about Herman Munster, my opponent.
Basically, my style is one of utter. It's almost. I don't want to say naivety. I'm curious.
Yes, I am curious, too. I am curious as to what will be on my dinner plate this evening. I would like a big meal with a steak.
Unbelievable.
A Texas-sized steak. My number one dinner, right before I speak at the convention. I am so into food lately. I tell you, I try to keep up with my mountain biking to keep my waistline small. But I am truly looking forward to my dinner and pie and cheese.
Mm.
I truly look forward to my dinner. Tonight it will be, you know, the nice thing about being president, Don, you might have seen some of the movies.
I've seen it's a great perk of the job.
You get to order whatever you want. And, of course, before I speak at the convention, I will be having whatever I want. And I have ordered up a Texas-sized steak, some French fries.
You know where the convention's at?
Yes.
New York. My hometown, New York.
Thank you, Larry. Would you like one of my Texas-sized steaks?
Probably, yes.
Wonderful.
Sure,
yes. But you should watch it because you have a bad ticker.
I don't know. That's my three words. I don't know.
You should know, Larry.
I got some few chest pains. First chest pains I've had in 10 years.
Really? Well, that's why, because you shouldn't eat that meat, that red meat.
I'm the oldest person in a lot of places now.
What's he talking about? Larry King is a skilled interviewer.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the show that I will lean towards when I wish to communicate with the American people.
The nature of the beast.
The nature of the beast is the enemy.
Sometimes not.
No, don't dispute me. It is the enemy, the nature of the beast.
Okay.
Yes, now you agree with me. You're president. Steak fries, pie, cheese, and whole milk.
Mm-hmm.
And none of that organic crap.
Right.
I like chemicals and preservatives. Those are the things that have made this country great.
So listen.
And tax incentives.
Just so we can be clear on this.
Are we clear? Crystal.
We had, what movie is that from?
Oh man, hold on. It's one of my favorites. It's one of my favorites. I know it is.
Starred Tom Cruise.
Starred Tom Cruise. Cocktail.
No.
That's one of my favorites.
Demi Moore was in it.
Demi Moore was in it. Ghost.
Nope.
I like that one when she's playing with the clay.
With yeah. Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. And not many movies I've
seen. Jack Nicholson.
Bingo.
What?
Days of Thunder.
You got it.
Man, that's a good one. I truly enjoy that. Man. Before bed, I'll enjoy Mallow Mars. I will say that again. There is nothing quite as delicious as a Mallow Mars. It is a candy and a cookie.
So listen, do you promise you're not going to go on these other shows anymore?
I promise. I swear to you, Don, I will try to avoid all other media outlets. You will get my exclusives. And remember, for those people that are tuning in, we will win the war on terror.
Oh, and hey, listen, one thing I got to tell you. You know that those two homos that are getting married,
and your
daughters are going to go to the wedding?
Over my dead body.
No, they're going.
There's going to be one dead Texan, son.
Guess who got invited? Me and Mike.
Well, you're not going to go.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
We're going, and it's on September 11th. I'm not kidding. You can't make this stuff up.
Right. If you attend the wedding of the homosexuals, we will have to terminate our relationship.
Well, now, what are you going to say to your daughters?
I don't know. It's bedtime. I got to go to sleep. I got to take off. I'm sorry. You're bringing up my
son.
George, do not go to the homo wedding. No, do not go to the homo wedding. Hello?
We lost. That's it. We lost the connection. Last thing he said is do not go to the homo wedding.
Well, he doesn't want you to go.
I'm going to miss him.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Oh, boy.
He made it up.
Buzz, hold on. The hotline is ringing.
Oh.
Hello, it's the hotline.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have the wrong...
Hey. What are you doing?
That wasn't nice.
And she's gone like the wind.
Aren't they all like that?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they all like that?
They sure are.
They sure are, Billy. Buzz,
yes.
What is your lead story on the news and the comments today?
Today, another elected official quits after the word gay comes up.
Oh, and we're running tape on the convention tonight, right? To get Arnold's speech.
Somebody.
Yay!
Because that'll be worth a break tomorrow, just dissecting what he has to say.
Hello.
Okay, so homos in the news with Buzz.
All right.
Stay tuned, everybody. Stay tuned, please.
Stay tuned for news and comments
coming
up on the Don and Mike Show.
This has not been very professional, but I'll still say that was
very professional.
Thanks, George.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oops, see, we got to switch back now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we're doing great. Hold on. We're back on the freaking network.
Yeah, we got to go to that.
Oh, okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we're good.
Now, made funnier by the Infinity Lawyers.
Right.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Time for Buzz's news and comments brought to you by Verimax.
Someone called for a doctor.
Doctor developed and clinically tested. Patented. Verimax at retailers nationwide. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. And now here is Buzz Gurdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Well, nobody saw this coming out of the closet. U.S. Congressman Ed Schrock, a Republican from Virginia Beach, abruptly announced his retirement last night.
Schrock?
Schrock, what's the deal? He says there are allegations. A website here in D.C. outed Schrock for enjoying the company of men while always voting against gay rights.
Allegations.
2 weeks have passed since the outing, and Schrock has neither confirmed nor denied the report.
And I'm denial.
Republicans are now scrambling to find a replacement candidate since he's dropped out of the race for re-election.
Schrock Rock.
I love that movie, Schrock.
Congressman Ed Schrock has a wife and a son who's now an adult.
And a dog and a cat.
Good luck to him. If Bush loses... The terrorist win.
Oh, boy.
If Bush loses, the terrorists win. That was the message preached to the choir at the Republican convention last night by former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. But he put it a different way. He said the president needs to be allowed to finish what he started in the name of the victims of 9/11. The perpetrator of 9/11, Osama bin Laden, is still at large, and Iraq turned out not to have anything to do with 9/11. But Senator John McCain made a bigger splash last night by saying harsh and misleading things about movie maker Michael Moore. Quoting McCain, a disingenuous filmmaker who would have us believe Saddam's Iraq was an oasis of peace, end quote.
Hey, listen, here's my take on John McCain. The
crowd went wild with that.
I find when I see John McCain being talked to about Bush,
mm-hmm. right?
You know, he's like, he's a Republican, but he's kind of Democratic.
Doing his part.
You know what I mean? I think he's just setting things up for 2008.
Because, oh, yeah, of course he is.
Because I'm watching him last night after he gives his speech, and they say, what do you think about the way things are going in Iraq? What do you think about this statement from Bush that we can't win? And here was his comment. Look it up. It's in the newspaper. His comment is, I like the president.
Mm-hmm.
I really like him. It's like, I mean,
what he's doing, and I also think, in fairness to John McCain, he does have a lot of those wonderful qualities of duty and honor.
Yes.
And, you know, you do support your
right.
party.
So,
and I think he's, but he can't stand the guy.
No, and mm-hmm. it's obvious they're saying to him, they're asking him point-blank questions. Listen, you disagree with him about so many things. What about the things you disagree on? What do you think about that? And his answer is, you know, I've spent some time with him, mm-hmm. and I really do enjoy him. And then he says...
He's got a nice personality.
And then he says, I've never gotten together socially with John Kerry.
Right.
Maybe one time in Massachusetts. And then his wife says, we've never had the Kerrys out to Arizona. And then he says, then McCain says, I must have had 20 senators and congressmen out to my house. I've never had Kerry there.
Hmm.
What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah,
that's
but
my
he's skilled.
Yeah, right. That's my question.
Because he's dancing around it, right?
Right. So it's like, do you think Bush is a dope? Well, I sure do like him.
He's very nice. I loved having him out to the house.
I'm going
to
give him a ringing endorsement. I sure do like him. Right.
And he is, don't make no mistake, I think he is setting the table. So McCain last night said what he said about Michael Moore. The crowd went wild. 4 more years, they shouted. 2 more months, shouted Michael Moore, as security led him out of Madison Square Garden.
See,
I give Michael Moore credit, though, going right into the belly of the beast.
See, I don't. I wish he would just lay off now. He's gotten...
He was sent there.
Yeah, by
he went willingly.
Yeah,
yeah.
He went USA Today.
You think he's doing more harm than good
at this point? Yeah, everybody.
Possibly.
I think my opinion. Mm-hmm. Everybody's seen the movie.
Right.
Everybody knows what Michael Moore is.
Well, I
all
also
about.
Think he's an entrepreneur, and I think by going to the convention, he gets more people to go see the movie.
And that's what pisses me off.
Right.
Because I shouldn't read, but one of the quotes that I read from Michael Moore was something like, the movie made $100 million, and now since you guys have done this to me, it'll make another $15
million. Well, do you ever wonder, your theory about Rush Limbaugh is similar to Michael Moore, that maybe it's just one big bunch of shtick to get money?
Could be. Although I'd like to think that Michael Moore in his heart...
Yeah, you know, I do too.
I feel so. The way that he is. But just keep a low profile, dude. Even if USA Today paid you to go there...
Yeah, in order for him to keep a low profile, you got to put him like into a cabin in Canada.
Yeah, I know.
Because anywhere
easy.
That guy goes, you know, it's not like he's unrecognizable.
Stands out a bit.
Hey, look at Jabba the Hutt.
And he got that acknowledgement from John McCain last night. He did have, in fact, a reserved seat at the convention as a reporter for USA Today. The crowd booed Michael Moore as he was led outside. He gave the hand gesture L for loser sign, quoting a Republican consultant, he's a troublemaker. I think he's here to cause trouble, end quote.
But, you think so?
But Republicans also know how to have a good time. A lot of them were wearing little purple heart band-aids on their arms and faces last night, a mocking reference to John Kerry's 3 purple hearts, a bronze star, and a silver star from Vietnam.
Hey, that ticks me off.
After complaints from an angry Democrat who was there for a TV appearance, the chairman of the Republican Party agreed to stop the handing out of the band-aids.
That's the whole deal, though. Uh-huh. You hand them out, it's like, oh, yeah, you're right. We probably shouldn't have handed them out.
Our bad.
Yeah.
But again... You know what it does? What? It keeps us all from looking at what
absolutely.
Really is
a real issue.
You're right, sir.
It is just, you don't look at, see, the thing is, you don't stop to think that Bush said we can't win this thing that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I interpret it is not him saying we can't win the war against, this thing in Iraq, we're screwed in Iraq, basically mm-hmm. is what he's saying. But rather than answer questions about that,
mm-hmm.
let's focus on giving out What were they, Band-Aids?
Yeah, Band-Aids.
Purple Hearts.
Little bandages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on.
You know what? I might be wrong. I really might be wrong about this. But, mm-hmm. man, and because Buzz and I were talking about the recent polls where Bush has come, you know, come back in a lot of these categories.
A real time.
I just don't think people are buying it. I really don't. I think this time around, people might not buy it. The difference between this election and the last election, I think everybody, you know, good or bad, whatever you think, everybody's kind of talking about it, yeah. in a peripheral way.
And
people are paying attention.
And here's the question.
It.
How many people that are talking about it are actually going to vote?
I hate to
be one of those schmucks that's, you know, rock the vote. You can't complain if you don't vote. And I agree. I really don't care. If I wasn't on the radio, I probably wouldn't vote.
You know, who knows what's going to happen, but I do think the difference between this election and the last one is that it's more in the news. People are more into it.
There's a lot of emotion and a lot of motivation on both sides.
And I think it's, you know what? I think it's a long way to go. Mm-hmm. I really don't think, you know, anybody has any idea what's going
to
happen.
Oh, no, I do. Hold on, listen to this.
Yeah, I see fish.
Ah. Well, she sees fish whatever she looks at.
Yeah, I see fish.
That tape never fails me.
Yeah.
Never let you down.
Oh, that granny.
Well, it is emotional, and a young man with a knife or some kind of tool got too close to the Vice President Dick Cheney in a VIP section of the garden last night. Secret Service hauled the man away. They say the 21-year-old did have a pass to be in the garden, but also reportedly tried to run when approached by Secret Service.
Was he also hired by USA Today?
another
be there.
Another man, a second man with a pass, was taken into custody at the convention last night. He was carrying a balloon filled with some kind of fluid. That fluid is now being tested by the Secret Service.
I would have a theory what that fluid might be.
It creeps me out, man. Yeah. I mean, this is where the security is supposed to be the tightest.
Here's the other thing about the way the Bush people are running this convention.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's in New York, and I understand what's going on there. You know, you want to show strength that, you know, we'll come back as a country.
Mm-hmm.
And on the same hand, you want to have, it's America so people can protest.
Right.
Here's what's screwed up in the logic. If you're holding a pro-Bush sign, you can walk virtually anywhere in New York, and you're cool. If you have an anti-Bush sign, they put you into a three-block-by-three-block area.
Right.
And this is where the Bush people screw up, because the picture that's on the news and on the front page of the newspaper are all of the people that are protesting against Bush. And when you put them all in a three-block area, and you fence them in, and you get a helicopter shot
of massive.
It looks like everybody in the freaking world has turned out.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, if you're just smart enough to say, listen, you like Bush, you don't like him, just don't cause a ruckus.
Right. Yeah,
you
go anywhere.
Then you would have, it would look like normal New York City,
exactly.
any day foot traffic.
Right.
Again, this is why they're the dumbest. They're the
go
dumbest.
Up to the Hard Rock Cafe.
The dumbest at running a campaign. They truly are. And the double standard with, you got to sign for Bush, and I'm sure this is not the case, but I'm sure they don't, pat him down.
Right.
You got a Bush sign, you're okay. You got a Kerry sign, whoa, security, and now please take a step 8 blocks this way.
And they do hem him in. They did a little bit of that at the Democratic convention, too. They hemmed him into one area.
Both all very
the
protesters. Controlled.
But it is, I was in Boston for the Democratic convention, and man, and the numbers are pretty significant. I mean, there are a lot of, there's so many protesters in New York right now.
Yeah, meanwhile, life goes on. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer. Except on that rare occasion when they win the lottery.
Hey, chocolate pie!
Mile wide.
Kim Sabo and her family are living at her mother's house while her husband goes to school learning to wire houses. She found herself, Kim did, at a convenience store with just $2 in her purse. That's all the money she had on her. And most of that was in change, coins. She bought a Super Lotto Plus jackpot ticket. That's the one I'd buy. Yeah, her family's share with an instant payoff with that $2 ticket. $18 million. That's the take-home.
Man, we're going to heat well tonight.
And the problem is now, all this is for all of the poor people in this country.
They're all going to run and buy.
This is just incentive. If it happened
to them, it can happen to me. I'm going to get a ticket.
It could happen to you.
Pick it.
She wants to pay off. Kim wants to pay off and fix up her mom's house and get a house of her own. She wants to make sure mom's comfortable for the rest of her days. And She wants to try to stay grounded, she says.
And my man won't have to learn nothing.
$18 million.
Because we bought a ticket.
A ticket.
And she wants a chocolate pie a mile wide.
Delicious.
I will buy that ticket. I would. I certainly would.
When we come back, the latest from our marriage kills department.
Oh.
Okay, be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like a love toy for your ears. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, dudes. Tomorrow it's our NFL fantasy draft.
Yeah.
Everybody on the show has a team. We got our draft order. I remember my spot. I'm fifth. Mike, you are
sixth.
I'm third.
You are third. And Robbie?
I'm fourth.
Fourth.
First. Beth Ann is second.
Joe and Beth Ann are first and second. Then John Norman's in there and Bart is in there. Mm-hmm. And we'll have our fantasy draft on the air tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So all of you draft fanatics like us.
Yeah, we know what we're doing, so if you don't, listen.
That's right. I want to promote this like the show I watched on Fox Sports Network the other night.
Uh-huh.
Remember I told you ESPN has a pay-per-view,
right?
Which sucks.
You paid, though.
Yeah, no, I did not pay.
You didn't? I did
not.
You sampled it.
This was a... No. Fox Sports Net is different than ESPN.
Okay.
ESPN has a show. If you want to see, like, Ron Jaworski,
right,
his fantasy pick, you got to pay.
Uh-huh.
Just watch Fox Sports Net, whatever channel it is, where you live, whatever city you live in. They have a pretty good show that has... who's the guy that played quarterback for... Oh, Tommy Kramer. Remember he played for Minnesota for a long time?
Yeah.
Anyway, he's the host, and it's a pretty good show. Mm-hmm. It's like pretty good tips. What are you looking at me like that for?
I just want to remind you also, we have royalty on the air tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. The Wing King.
Wing King!
Oh, Wing King from Buffalo.
Wing King Lotto!
Let me tell you something. Buffalo, I want to say this. We're worried about the Bills. I'm very worried about the Bills. Very thin behind Drew Bledsoe.
And I'm very worried about the New York Giants.
Why is that? Because they went with Kurt Warner?
No, but just a variety of reasons, and not the least of which is talking to John Norman, who is a big fan.
Tell you who I'm not worried about, though. Ray Ray. Ray Lewis.
Yes.
R. Lewis. Not worried about you, my man. I'm going to take that Ravens defense tomorrow, I guarantee you.
If you can get it. Good luck.
I'll get it. I'll start a run on defenses.
Really?
I've been to mockdraft.com.
Oh.
Wait till tomorrow. You'll find out what a real faggot I am, how full of it I am. I got like maybe five guys that I could name off the top of my head.
Well, as long as you take a little sustenance before you draft.
Don't forget your cheat sheets, everybody.
Right.
I almost sounded like Joe.
J-Dubs, are you listening? We'll need you here. What time do we need J-Dubs here?
Well, we're doing the draft at 4:30.
4:30? What's that?
2 o'clock.
J-Dubs will need you here at 2 o'clock.
Don't forget your cheat sheets. And Mike, don't forget to bring the hooch.
I'll bring the hooch. We're going to have fun.
Excellent.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I see.
Me too.
NFL fantasy draft tomorrow. And here's Buzz, who won the league last year.
That's right. Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi.
A wedding ring symbolizes eternity, which by definition means permanent. But a medical journal reveals one woman who couldn't get her wedding ring off her finger because over time, the ring became buried beneath her flesh under a cancerous tumor.
Oh.
You couldn't see the ring anymore except by x-ray. Doctors say they had to remove the ring and the cancer by surgery and treat a staph infection in the process. Doctors discovered the problem when the woman was admitted for mental problems.
It's a wedding show.
It was a lovely ring.
It had to do with weddings.
So, was it just vandalism or was it a statement of social conscience? Was it a statement against Walmart, the corporate giant that kills other businesses by offering irresistibly low prices?
They say, all hail Walmart.
Or was it just vandalism?
Super target.
Either way, the construction crew shouldn't have left the keys in the dump truck.
Oh, no.
Some folks in Asheville, North Carolina have been fighting the building of another store full of yellow smiley faces. Total damage in the weekend vandalism? Just shy of $1
million. $1
million.
Mr. Powers.
Walmart, however, undaunted, says the store will be open on time in January. Damn you, evil smiley face.
Let me just say, God damn right, I stand up for Walmart on this show. I like Walmart.
Super Target. Here's a travel advisory.
That he said Super Target, except he said
Super Target.
Yeah.
Super Target.
Wow.
Like, if I was ashamed of my store and I went, Walmart.
Super Target.
I'd say, Walmart. Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Closing groceries.
I buy everything there. Walmart. Walmart.
Have you been to the deli at
Super Target?
Uh-huh.
How is it?
Starbucks.
They have Starbucks.
Oh. Walmart has McDonald's.
Ooh, I can't get one. I can't think of one.
That's because Target sucks. Walmart rules.
Super Target. Walmart.
Here's a travel advisor.
Infinity. And I'm not saying the radio company. I'm doing that like when you were a kid.
Walmart Infinity.
Walmart Infinity.
Yeah. Ooh, what do I say now?
Target Double Infinity. Here's a travel advisory for businessmen headed to Chicago. Over the weekend, police busted 19 hookers wearing microskirts and the like on the north side of Chicago. 15 of the 19 turned out to be men. Quoting a cop, the neighborhood's changing. By the way, one of the cross-dressers had been arrested 273 times.
Whoa. This is Sam Huff.
Wow.
Cost of doing business.
What's that?
Hey, remember that time you got so drunk you drove under a guide wire and decapitated your friend? But by the time you heaved his headless body into your truck, you were too tired and drunk to report it, so you slept it off in your bloody clothing?
If I was a good broadcaster, I would have read this story today. This was my feel-good. Yeah. This was this is really a great feel-good.
Wow. Remember how you were so tired and drunk you left the body in the truck so a man and his little daughter would see the headless body as they walked by your driveway the next morning? And remember how you forgot to pick up the head or whatever, and it was found back at the scene of the accident?
I'm really sorry.
Remember that time? Well, Saturday night got out of hand for two young men in Marietta, Georgia. One of those young men is now dead. The other faces vehicular homicide and other charges.
So what happens is these two guys are driving down the road. Yeah. They're drunk. Mm-hmm. The one guy sticks his head out the window like a dog. The other guy, they clips it with a wire and cuts the guy's head off.
Clean off.
Yeah. Pulls up in front of his house. He's covered with blood, the driver of the car. Mm-hmm. Because when the guy's head came off, his body exploded in his car.
Right.
He just left the body in the car hanging out. Like the upper torso is hanging out.
And then went to bed.
Goes in and goes to sleep. Next morning, he's amazed when the cops knock on his door to say, excuse me, but this guy was out with his kid taking a walk, and there's a headless, bloody body in your car. Do you know anything about it? And the guy who's still wearing the bloody clothes wakes up and says, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't even have an opinion.
And there is a very valuable lesson to be learned from this.
And it is?
Always Scotch guard your upholstery.
Amen, Rob. You may want to rethink your automatic bill payments after hearing this story. Nobody had seen Jim Sulkers of Manitoba, Canada for quite a while. Not unusual since Jim didn't get out much. He was kind of a recluse at age 52. But Jim hadn't been seen since he died in his sleep 2 years ago from natural causes. And no one else got suspicious because all of Jim's bills were being paid online automatically.
Oh, all of your stories are feel good.
Yes, thank
you. So somebody had to go into the room and eventually find the guy after 2 years, right?
Yeah. It was that guy with the bloody shirt. Food tanky. In sports, how not to be seen. Rule number one has got to be don't do a game in Cincinnati. Don't go to a game there. 27-year-old Charles Baker went and caught Adam Dunn's 40th home run ball.
Oh, but Buzz, let me do interrupt here because this is an important point.
Yes?
It was about 4 months ago at the beginning of baseball season.
Right.
Also at the Cincinnati Reds stadium where there was a guy, I know you remember this from ESPN, was on the screen kissing his girlfriend on the Jumbotron. Mm-hmm. As it turns out, he was wanted by the cops.
Oh, dear.
And the cops found him because he was on the Jumbotron kissing his girlfriend at a Reds game.
I might be a criminal, but I like the ball game.
What's happened again? Charles Baker caught Adam Dunn's home run ball. The TV people wanted to interview him. He agreed, but Chuck's not stupid. He told the reporter his name is Dave. Dave Smith. Yeah, that's it. Dave Smith. It turns out Chuck, was wanted for driving away from a traffic stop with a suspended license and make-believe license plates. His downfall was catching the ball and going on TV.
I got the ball, though.
It's two in Cincinnati.
And finally, in England, Steve Lucas was outraged about getting a ticket for driving 115 miles an hour. Impossible, he said. He was driving a Fiat Punto hatchback.
Ooh. Punta, the nice Punta.
There's the Punta. He says he'd be happy to admit he was doing 85 and a 70, but he knows his little Fiat can't go much faster than that. Being a law student, Steve decided to fight the ticket. He invested a year and a half in this court fight. He brought in an expert witness who testified that even with a tailwind going downhill, Steve's Punto cannot go one bit faster
nice Punto.
Than 104 miles an hour.
So he won this case, right?
Steve beat the ticket.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Oh, he beat the speeding ticket. He was still cited for driving without due care. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No.
You do care, Buzz.
Yeah. Oh, Katzenberg, no. You do care. You care about popcorn.
Uh-huh.
But
and the people who love it.
That's it, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Our thanks to Jeffrey Katzenberg.
Sounds nice, doesn't it?
One of the founders of DreamWorks. His show, Father of the Pride. That's tonight on NBC 9 Eastern and 8 Central.
Critics be damned.
Yeah.
Let me see. And tomorrow on the show, our NFL fantasy draft, plus royalty, the Wing King, and the Keeper of the Stanley Cup. All of that on tomorrow's episode. It'll be jam-packed tomorrow. Oh, and Arnold at the Republican Convention
oh,
tonight.
Good. Yeah.
We'll have the full tape of Arnold's speech on tomorrow's episode.
Yes.
That's it. We got to go. Ron and Fez, who are always
on vacation.
Mm-hmm. God damn, do they get a lot of vacation time.
It's absurd.
Stand by for the best of Ron and Fez coming up next in Washington, Baltimore, yeah. And also Tampa Bay. Good day to you, sir.
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 We have such a bad deal. We don't get any vacation
Never.
Time.
Maybe next time.
Okay, goodbye.
Hey, Roy, you've got one heck of a mom.
Lick your eyebrows.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Too busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can change your life. Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.